service at this time. Fuck you.
Establishing contact. Incoming transmission. Access denied.
Welcome, everyone, to another
supersized edition of the Hour Bomb.
I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, joined as always, well, not really always, but joined tonight by...
You have to point so we know who you
are. Well, yeah, I know. Joined as always by my partner in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big Adrian Masters here.
And hold on here, we got some extra people in the studio tonight. Hold on. Well, you can just wait a fucking second, Heath, okay? God damn it. Hey, you know, fuck you too. We are joined tonight by the guys from Shooting from the Hip. That's right. Hour Bombing from the Hip is tonight. Royal Rumble Post Show here. And we are joined by...
The original, Dan Phelps. Thank you. 2012 TWR Network personality.
Yes. And we've got... Hold on, wait for it. And...
Michael Classic?
I'm not sure.
They're really going nuts for tonight, Classic. Would you guys shut up over there? I mean, come on. We don't need you that much. And...
Sean Big Daddy Brown.
You can't hear. They're chanting for Michael in the chat room.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're giving you the Batista treatment.
Yeah.
They're also relentlessly booing Jason.
Whatever.
They're heckling you.
And, as always, the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Fuck you people.
So, Adrian.
Yes.
How you doing tonight?
You know... I'm doing okay. There's all these weird people here. I don't know who all these.
We're taking over.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely.
Sorry.
Not.
Continue. I had to do it.
Oh, you're fine.
Anyway, so welcome to another.
You'd be a better job.
Shut up. Welcome to another.
I already said the word. I'm
did
not
you
saying it again? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Well, so I'm not paying attention.
I know.
Jackass.
Welcome to another supersized edition of the Hour Bomb. As I said before, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert. And we've got one hell of a show on tap for us tonight, guys.
Yeah!
We've got Royal Rumble 2014 officially in the books.
I don't think he knows my reputation.
Before we start getting into Rumble stuff, sorry to be a host, but I can't help it sometimes.
Okay.
Your ball tickles?
What?
Butthole licks? Is that what guys do?
Oh, well, we have a...
Am I a little low?
Yeah, a little low.
I think I'm a little low.
No.
Are you low?
Am I low? Do I come in low to anybody else? Anybody?
No, you're looking good on here.
Okay.
Sounds just fine to me,
that's
Dan.
Fine. I hear low for myself.
You're sounding like everybody else, John.
So, yes, with that being said, Heath, I guess you are on tap for tonight.
Yeah, apparently so.
So who do we got in the chat room? We got quite a few.
Yeah, apparently I'm looking at a lot of online
users. Nine anonymous users.
Hey, Heath, what do the anonymous users get?
Hey, fuck you.
Yeah, aww. There you go.
Nine butt slaps! Hey, guess what? We love the anonymous users. They're our friends.
We like people who stay in the shadows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lurk.
No, we don't.
Lurk all you want, guys.
No.
As long as you listen, I don't give a fuck. Do whatever you want. As long as you're listening to visit the site, I don't give a fuck.
So, Heath, who do we got in the chat room?
Jason totally no-sold that.
I'm paying attention.
Well, let's see here. I see Blue Wizard, Bulk Up.
Butt Slap!
So they're getting it from both sides tonight, huh?
It's like a reach around.
Oh.
Butt Slap with a reach around.
Oh, God. Anyway, who else?
Let's see. You got B-Megs.
Butt Slap!
Bulk Up.
This is going to be a contest. Who goes first?
The Dr. Zeus?
Butt Slap! By the way, can I plug something for Zeus real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
If you go anywhere on our site, at the bottom of the site, you have a thing that says Friends of TWR. Zeus has a Tumblr.
Really?
It's about, I think it's about Cassius Ohno's butt. So if you want to check it out, I think that's what it's about, right?
Something like that.
Anyway, he is like, I don't understand Tumblr, but he is, I think, like 7 tumbles away from a full house or something. So go and tumble Zeus's Tumblr, or like, or follow, or just visit it, and then hit the button that says that you do stuff. Go there and do that, because Zeus, he doesn't do stuff on the network, but he's part of the family around here. And he might be doing stuff on the network someday. So, yeah, follow him. Or 20 follows, that's what it's called. Follows.
Otherwise, you can find a lot of porn on Tumblr.
It's Cassius Ohno with porn.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is.
Okay, I get it now.
Occasionally Emma.
Emma porn.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Michael's Tumblr is Eva Marie porn.
Nice.
Yeah!
Okay, sorry.
No,
sorry,
fine.
Sorry, let's go back to the ball tickles. The ball slaps. Ow! Maybe we should
that
just do ball
hurt.
Slaps from now on. Like, since we're combining everything else, should we just do a ball slap tonight?
You know what? Why not, man?
That's horrible.
It would get people's attention. Think of it that way.
B-Megs to their Emma dick pics on there.
Who else are we on the chat room?
All right, let's see. We got Tomfoolery.
Butt Slap.
We have The Shane. Bulk Up.
Butt Slap.
Hey, we have Jakey.
Jakey TBR. Jake Mullins.
Butt Slap.
By the way, The Shane, I believe, is former TWR personality Shane Matthews. Shane Monreal.
I don't think so.
From Talk Wrestling Rewind.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure?
Welcome back.
Pretty sure.
Welcome back.
I don't know.
Let's see. We got
Shane Helms.
Atomic Deke.
Butt Slap.
That's Nick from FUW.
You guys are talking for fucking ever.
Absolutely is. We have to call people out. We have to.
Well, I understand that, but someone's taking for fucking
butt
ever.
Butt Slap.
You got one job every week, and you're taking forever.
But
at
usually,
it.
You give him the names, and then he says the ball cup part.
Oh, he is Shane Helms. Sorry,
so you're doing this wrong, really.
Okay, fine. Jakey, TWR.
Butt Slap.
Did that one already.
Mr. Richard, 269.
Butt Slap.
Hey.
Mark, other Mark.
Butt Slap.
Buck Up.
And
Buck
let's
slap.
See.
Buck
Montana Man.
Buck Up.
Buck
Slap.
Hooks.
Buck Slap. Buck Up.
Soul Bloody.
Buck Slap. Buck Up.
CJ, 210. Buck hey, CJ, 210. I believe he emailed us earlier this week.
Is that Chris Jericho?
It might be. And he wanted us to give him a shout out. So you get a shout out and...
Butt Slap.
And...
Bulk Up.
There you go. Hope you feel right at home here with us.
Oh, by the way, you mispronounced something.
What?
It's so bloody. That's how it's pronounced.
Shut up.
It's Butt Slap.
Let's see. Tomfoolery.
Butt Slap. I think I gave him one.
Tom Long. I like Tom Long.
Nick French.
Butt Slap.
Tom Long is high.
That's a given.
The Big A.
Butt Slap.
I'm not giving him a Bulk Up.
Let's see. Who else? TWR Original.
Woo!
Butt Slap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
And our Bomb Jason.
Butt Slap.
Oh, fuck you.
And let's see. Most of our people we have shout out to is actually on the show tonight. Your favorite, the Rodfather.
Oh, Butt piss slap. Off, Rodfather.
He's here?
No.
Oh.
But we always give him, he's like our intern. He comes up with.
Yeah, he does.
He does our sponsors
does
and everything.
Too, yeah.
So.
Yeah, supposedly he's supposed to be coming up with another RSA about me.
Nice. Those are awesome.
I'll go ahead and announce it.
What?
I've been talking to James about possibly coming to the network.
I kind of have too.
So.
I've been telling him.
Yeah, but you can't make those decisions.
Yes, I can.
I will not allow you to make. You didn't even put in a request off.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Hey, just because your secretary over there, Michael Klasik, lost
the
document.
Whoa.
I am not a secretary.
That's the secretary, and it's administrative assistant.
Thank you. Okay, you're director of operations.
And take it off for the Super Bowl is just laziness.
I have much better legs than he does.
CEO.
That is true. I'm on the same side of the table as Sean, and you guys have nice calves.
How many people are in America?
300 million, I think.
How many people in the world?
2 billion, I think.
That's a lot of people you can be having listening to your show. So.
Yeah, maybe if we're on, you know, during the Super Bowl, like, on the whoever's airing it.
What a better time. What a better lead-in.
Super Bowl. Come on.
Hey, everyone, quit watching TV and come listen to a podcast. Yeah, that can happen.
Well, I mean, there's only a...
The Super Bowl's over, isn't it, by the time that you...
Usually, yeah. It's
Plus, there's only like 100 million people. Let's say 200 people in America, 200 million people in America watching.
Mm-hmm.
That leads another 100 million, mm-hmm. and then the rest of the world.
I'm sorry, the Shane. At first, we thought he was Shane Helms, but he's actually revealed himself as former TWR personality Angry Cooter.
Oh, okay, good. Glad we got clarification.
Ah, the coot.
Oh yes, I forgot. When are we getting our blowjobs? We were promised blowjobs?
Yes, we were. Heath, get the sucking.
I took no part of any of that.
It was on the contract.
Excuse me.
Signed.
Yeah, it was on the contract that they all signed.
I don't go places on Sunday for nothing.
Get the sucking, Heath.
No.
Anyway.
We'll even give you a choice. You can take care of this all at once.
We'll tell people that you're going to and we'll put you on Zeus's Tumblr.
There you go. Hey, this is, you know what, I'm just going to, anybody want to call in? Call in Jason. Jason said it's okay. Call in on Skype.
I did?
We're going to have 12 people on this show.
No, we're not.
It's going to be like the rant.
Absolutely not.
If you want to call and talk to us, call into, fuck
Sadly,
the
there's actually like 4 or 5 people that are in the chat right now that have his Skype that could call in now.
Yeah, let's get them all on.
I don't have it set up for that.
Aww.
Boo.
So you're not a people person, is that what you're saying?
We hate Jason.
Well, I got three.
And Richard, that's
please, the people.
That's not true because Zeus also
this
calls
is,
in.
This yeah. is just as bad as WWE not listening to the fans and pushing Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. So I'll be like Vince McMahon and not calling the last minute audible.
No, here's what it's like.
Here's the thing. If I get the computer set up for Skype, we can't hear you. Oh, maybe that's not a bad thing.
Why me?
Because that's how I got the mic set up.
Oh. Then don't.
Okay, see?
Instead, give me your mic, and then we can...
So Zeus wants to know if he can dub himself the TWR Community Manager.
No. We already have one. Glitterfist. Yeah. We need somebody who's willing to run the fan page if he's up for that.
I thought...
No one runs the fan page. Paul Jordan does a hell of a job, but I would like to take that.
I don't think Zeus is responsible enough to do that.
He wrote the Tumblr.
We'll talk after the show.
He had a shot.
I got a lot of spare time.
Not the
right
group page. The fan page.
I know.
Okay.
I got a lot of time.
I run my dry own Tumblr dry all the time, too. That doesn't mean anything.
God.
Leonard Taylor wants to be a profanity manager. I imagine that he just wants more profanity.
Okay.
Because there's not enough.
Hey, fuck you. How about that?
So, cunt.
Fuck,
balls, cunt.
Okay.
Penis, vagina.
I don't think those were cuss words. Those are just anatomy.
Shut up.
There was a pay-per-view.
I love Varsity Blues.
Yes. I give it a 10. A fucking 10. Love that movie. I'm going to have to watch it soon. Richard wants to know if he can ban people. No.
He might have the power. I don't know.
Did we set him up?
You've got the touch.
Good.
Oh,
play
God.
It. Play it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
I'll
not.
I'll whip my dick out. Look in the mirror.
Don't play it then. Don't play it.
No.
Okay, let's keep do we want to start with pay-per-view or kick off, get some awards out of the way?
Let's do one round of awards.
Okay.
Let's get out all the worst stuff. Let's
okay. For those of you that haven't heard, been living under a rock and haven't been checking Facebook lately, we're doing the TWR Awards tonight. We did a handful of them on the pre-show, and we'll get that list published soon. And then we're going to knock out the better ones now. So, Dan.
Sean starts. With Michael.
Oh, right. Okay.
I got worst pay-per-view.
All right, worst pay-per-view. Our nominees.
Elimination Chamber.
Okay.
Battleground.
Okay.
And Extreme Rules.
All right, all bad.
I don't agree with Extreme Rules.
Extreme Rules was okay.
I liked Extreme Rules.
Well, the winner is Extreme Rules.
Uh-huh. He's on the Michael Awards.
I don't think it was on my...
Michael's going to flip the table.
No, I'm not disappointed with that. I'm trying to think.
Extreme Rules was pretty bad. That was the Last Man Standing match that ended with Ryback standing and on the ground.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm trying to think what was on earlier.
Also, there was the...
Oh, wait, never mind. I'm thinking...
Wasn't that the...
Extreme Rules is not what I'm thinking about.
Wasn't that during the TWR con?
Oh, yeah, that was. I liked...
Oh, yeah, that was awful.
Yeah, we all forgot because that's when Tom died.
Jericho Punk, that's the one thing I think about. That match was really good.
That was from Payback.
Oh, Payback. Okay.
Because you're confused because they moved Extreme Rules this year.
Yep.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Okay, yeah, Extreme Rules was terrible.
Never mind.
And it was in St. Louis. And
it might have been
one of us. Yeah, let's do a quick count. Who in this room went to it? Yeah. Who of us in this room actually paid for it? That's what I thought.
Although I kind of think they might be right in the chat that Battleground was a lot worse than Extreme Rules was.
Battleground.
Triple H, Lesnar in the cage match, that was a bad match.
Battleground
too.
Was a bad, I think, bad paper.
Yeah,
too.
But you had a Last Man Standing match end in a draw.
Okay.
That's true.
By default.
Yeah, and we didn't have a worst match category this year, so.
No.
I took that out because I thought it was ridiculous to have a worst match category because there's 100 bad matches that are on main event every week that we don't see, so.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we have to do is go back and watch, you know, main event, and we can find the bad matches. So
I have two bad awards over here, so am I going both these now?
Yeah, go ahead, get them both.
All right.
Well, so unless you have, like,
Do you have two good ones?
Okay.
Yeah, I have two good ones.
Okay, then why don't you trade one of your good ones to him for one of his bad ones?
All right, that's fine.
I have a good one, too. Sean, trade me.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, now we're good.
So, I have worst wrestler.
Okay.
Wow, that's a big one.
That is a big one.
Do you want to come back to this then?
No.
All right.
We're getting all the worst ones out of the way.
That should be the last worst one.
Yeah,
though.
Let's get so? That one.
That'll be the last
okay,
worst
so I'll come back to me.
Okay.
No. Okay.
So go on into yours.
Go on, Heath.
All right. So, worst tag team.
Okay.
We have a four-way tie.
Yes. Okay. I had to break the tie on this one.
Yeah. So the list on this one is Los Matadores.
What? That doesn't make sense. They went around
3MB.
Okay.
Santino and Kali.
Okay.
Okay.
And Crybaxel.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's not horrible. Take out Los Matadores.
They're not horrible.
No, we
though.
Can't take them out.
Take them out.
We can't.
They're a good tag team.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are a good UNC.
How are they not a good tag team?
Well, we know that Jason broke the tie, so who won this award?
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
No, no.
No, we're not. That is not
why.
Right. Because Los Matadores is really a good tag
team. They worked a month. And, right? They came in and, like...
But how does Kali and Santino not win that?
Yeah, match? How are they better than Los Matadores are good wrestlers.
Everybody hates Ryback. He's one half of Ryback, so how is that not
the
work?
Yeah, the crowd's going nuts that Matadores is going to win this.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us what we know.
Okay, fine.
No, we're not returning this.
No, I'll call an audible. Unlike Vince McMahon, I'll call an audible here. Heath, your new winner is going to be... Yeah, why the hell not?
Crybaxel.
Okay. There. Are you guys happy?
Yes.
No.
But we're happier.
Yeah. Just silliness. Silliness.
Ridiculous. I hate Los Matadores.
Play the film music on yourself for your poor voting.
Fuck you.
It should have been Santino. Big show. I can't complain.
So,
Santino.
Wait, you like Crybaxel better than Santino and Kali?
Better than Greg Kali and Santino? Do you watch wrestling?
I usually fast forward the bad matches, so.
He also thinks Nikki Bella is the better
Bella. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Also, I don't think Kali and Santino should technically be on the list, because what, they teamed twice maybe all year?
They teamed quite a bit, like on main event and stuff. They were.
Santino's barely worked this year.
Blue Wizard wants to know how 3MB doesn't win.
They're not horrible.
And then Shane said, because Kali and Santino are on the list.
And Drew McIntyre.
You know what? Fine. Red Axel, I'm fine. Let's move on.
Okay, right,
I'll accept that. That's at least it's not Los Matadores, who are a good tag team.
Which is funny, because I got to tell you that both Ryback and Curtis Axel made the worst wrestler list.
Exactly. That makes sense why they'd be the worst tag team.
I mean, I don't necessarily agree with Curtis Axel. I think he's a good wrestler. I just don't think he does anything else good.
All right, so my worst of award, sloppiest wrestler.
Mm, Yes.
Our nominees this year are.
I'm figuring Alicia Fox. She's probably pretty sloppy.
No.
I don't think she was around enough.
No, I meant other areas. Not.
Tamina Snuka.
That. Yep.
Ryback.
Now.
And the great Khali.
Ryback's given, like, what, three people concussions this year?
Yeah. No, just one. Just Dolph.
He's never hurt anybody except for
Dolph.
Tentai, who sandbagged him.
Yeah.
No, Dolph hurt himself.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let's see. The winner is of Sloppiest Wrestler.
Tamina Snuka.
Great Khali.
Okay.
I didn't realize he was on the list.
Yeah, he was.
It was Ryback.
Wait, hold on. I think I might have fucked this one up because I was half asleep when I did it.
Boo!
God damn it.
Boo!
I don't remember you saying Great Khali.
I don't remember saying it either. I was half asleep.
This is not going well.
No, it's not.
Because you said Tamina Snuka.
Okay, the top three, my apologies here, are Ryback, Tamina, and Khali.
Okay.
And Khali won?
Yes.
Okay.
You guys got to get a new accounting firm.
I'm pretty sure Tamina.
Yeah, Tamina, Ryback, and Great Khali. I had written on the thing right.
Oh, okay, I just didn't listen.
All right,
when I hear Tamina,
you know
I'm
what,
like,
Sean, we won't use Dewey Fuck Him and How anymore.
Dewey Cheat Him
and How.
Yeah.
No, Dewey Fuck
Him. Damn.
It's TWR After Dark.
Oh, worst moment of the year.
There's a lot of those.
Cena wins WWE title at WrestleMania. Randy Orton wins the WWE title. Or Punk loses the WWE title to The Rock.
I voted for that.
And the winner is... CM Punk loses the WWE title to The Rock.
Yes!
Can't argue that one.
Nope. That's correct. That's the correct answer.
Good job.
I disagree.
That is
Randy Orton's cash in against Daniel Bryan at SummerSlam was
okay,
shit.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
That's bad, too, but I put my whole thing was Rock be the one who ended the CM Punk
yes,
streak.
Yep.
That's my whole reason for voting
yep. I can get behind Randy Orton because it's a good storyline builder.
But how well has that storyline worked out so far?
They did a shitty job afterwards, but it was good.
That's
start.
Kind of my point.
Okay. My turn. Worst female wrestler. Lady Tapa.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous that she's on the list.
So it was voted.
Eva Marie. Which is ridiculous that she's on the list.
Right.
And Tamina. Which is not ridiculous because she shouldn't be in wrestling.
Okay.
Unless you're Conan. Then you think she's the best thing going.
Who won this award?
Somehow Eva Marie won. That's ridiculous. When you think about it, she's barely been in the business, yet she's not the worst actual in-ring performer.
Hey, you want to ask me how she won that one?
You broke the tie.
No.
I voted for her for my first place, my second place, and my third
See,
place
that
vote.
Shouldn't count.
even taking the second and the third place votes out, she still won.
See, that's ridiculous. Tamina is by far the worst female wrestler.
That's what we're talking
about. Tamina agrees with you.
How about this? You can go personally hand her the award.
I don't want to because she doesn't deserve it. I'm going to give it to Tamina instead.
Well, you can give it to her and tell her to give it to Tamina.
Oh, no, he doesn't agree with you. He says Tamina can actually hit a move.
I've never seen Eva Marie drop someone on their head every match. Tamina drops someone on their head, like, every match.
Okay, so you don't have any worse stuff left, right? So,
well, I have worst wrestler.
Yeah, so we're moving on.
Is that the last worst stuff?
That's the last worst stuff, I think.
Oh, no, Heath's
also
it.
Also, please retire.
Oh, Heath has to
please
retire.
We'll do that first.
Okay.
Okay. So, please retire. The nominees are...
I don't think I've ever seen Tamina hit him.
Jerry Lawler.
He is retired. Oh, from announcing. Okay.
From business.
Okay.
Yeah,
from Rey Mysterio.
That's okay.
And Sting.
All right. Which works well with our conversation we had earlier.
All right, and your winner is on this one, to please retire,
Tamina.
Jerry Lawler.
Okay, yeah, sure.
All right.
I'm not a fan.
No.
That's okay.
I wish there was a tie on that one, because I definitely would have voted Mysterio.
Earlier he won Worst Wrestling, Non-Wrestling Personality, too. Man.
Yeah.
People hate him, Jerry Lawler.
He's, like Adrian said earlier, he's kind of lost it.
Okay, Sean. Oh, wait, no, Adrian.
All right,
Adrian,
so
got the final worst
of the year.
All right.
We have our worst tag team is both nominated for this, Ryback and Curtis Axel. And we also have the Great Khali.
I bet Great Khali wins.
I bet you he does too.
All right.
I think. Right. I don't remember writing it.
So, let's see here. The winner of Worst Wrestler of 2013 is the Great Khali.
There you go.
Could this just be changed to the Great Khali Award?
Yes.
He wins.
But see, here's my thing. I don't even think I had Great Khali on my bottom three. And that's because... he doesn't hurt anything. He comes out there, he does his thing, 2 minutes, it's done. Like,
sort of like Sean in bed.
Yeah.
Hey!
To me,
leave Sean alone.
To me, it's worse when a Ryback comes out there and he has a 10-minute match.
Here's the thing. Okay, someone said this in the chat. They don't even consider Greg Kelly a wrestler anymore.
Exactly. That's
he's just kind of a freak show.
Yeah. He's
but
just
the match he had. The matches he had with Sandow. Sandow can't make him look good.
He's not supposed to.
No one can make him look good.
It's not like Sandow.
That's true. Bret Hart. Michaels made him look okay.
But that was also
Undertaker.
How long ago now?
Undertaker had a good match with Great Khali. John Cena had a good match with Great Khali.
And that was how many years ago now?
But still, like I said, he doesn't hurt anything. It's not like Ryback, who's on television every week.
Mark, other Mark agrees with you.
And you probably can think of even more. Santino, well, like I said, Santino was hurt a lot, but Santino is a bigger detriment to wrestling than Great Khali because Santino thinks he can wrestle. I don't think Great Khali.
And not only
he
that, but then with Santino, you also have the people online that are like, he knows MMA, so he's good.
Yeah.
Although, if we're going by if we're going by pure talent,
I can't
yes,
tell you
Great Khali is the
that one. Somebody yeah. voted. Somebody did vote for Santino for best wrestler of the year.
You'll never believe me if I tell you. Okay.
No, it's not that Shaki. She loves him.
Oh, okay. Yes. I didn't know. Like, I'm reading the votes. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
That's why I feel bad for making fun of him all the time, but he's horrible.
I voted for Katsuzono as best wrestler of the year.
No, you didn't.
Forever.
No, you didn't. Is your name Zeus?
Are you trying to get Zeus to blow you or something?
Yeah. Okay, now it is Sean's turn.
What, are we doing the rest of the awards?
Let's do them all.
Okay.
Let's cook them all up.
Best
now,
like
it's my show or anything.
Oh, fine. If you don't want to do them all, that's fine.
Well, I thought we could talk a little Rumble and then...
Well, here's what I'm thinking.
What?
Once we get into the Rumble, I don't think we're going to...
Okay, you got a point there. All right, Sean, go.
All right, best moment of the year. We have AJ Lee's pipe bomb.
Oh, my God!
Daniel Bryan wins at SummerSlam.
Okay.
And Dolph Ziggler...
Oh, my God!
In.
This is retarding.
I'm leaving. See you guys. This is fun.
Your winner.
Thanks for the pay-per-view.
Daniel Bryan wins.
Thank God.
Summer.
Yes. If that would have been won, it was going to go back to shooting.
I'm going on record that the winner didn't get in there, which was CM Punk's line of "Your arms are not long enough to box with God."
That was my number one. That would have been my number one.
That was the best.
The problem with moment. Is this thing where it should have been everybody got together, discussed it. We should have figured out like a list of like five or something.
Because a lot of people don't remember.
We'll have to.
In January. So I mean, that wasn't really. It was about as far in your mind that you back in your go.
February.
We'll have to remember that for next year when we do these.
Thank God.
Wait, we're gonna get into that next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. We'll get into that next year.
This was a landslide, actually. So the Daniel Bryan cashed in, and then the other ones were far behind.
Other Mark also mentioned Henry's promo on Cena, Henry's promo where he...
That was a great moment, too, really.
It was cool.
That got some votes, actually.
I think it was better than Dolph cashing in. No, yeah. Dolph cashing in was cool. What was the other one that was on there?
AJ's pipe
bomb. It was better than AJ's pipe bomb.
Yeah. So I got two best of them.
Actually, you want to know the worst one that ended up there?
What?
Someone actually voted for CM Punk tosses the ashes at The Undertaker.
Was it... Let me guess. Can I guess?
You can guess.
Do you know who it was?
I do know who it was.
Are they in this room?
No, they're not in this room.
Okay, then I have a good... I think it was probably Jake.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Fist.
Jake seems like that kind of guy.
He does.
I got two best ups over here. I got best pay-per-view.
Oh, and what's the other one?
And best tag team.
Let's do tag team.
All right.
Tag team, Burger King.
So your choices for best tag team
this year. The
person
that voted is actually in the chat
room. I don't really agree with a lot of these, but I guess I'm on board with... Two of them.
What? I'd like to hear who you're not on board. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
All right. Cody Rhodes and Goldust.
Okay.
You're on board with?
And that's the one I'm kind of...
Okay. Because they weren't around long enough? Or you
right. Because they really didn't go to tag team until, like, you know,
September.
October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Shield.
Okay.
Wait a second. You're about to tell me the Usos aren't on this list, aren't you?
They're not on this list.
No.
Your third choice is Bad Influence, though.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that.
The Usos were on my list, Dan.
Thank you.
I think.
The winner of the Best Tag Team Award goes to...
Red Dragon.
Yeah, they would have had one for me.
Sierra, Hotel, India, Echo, Lima, Delta, The Shield.
Okay.
You know what? Here's the thing. We mentioned some other teams. We mentioned the Usos and
they were the most dominant tag team all year.
The Americans are in there, too. Any one of those five teams I would have been okay with.
Yeah.
I do think that Bad Influence is not only the best tag team, but the best program,
yeah,
going right now. But you guys, you know, King Nothing Really Is Too Nate, can't blame me for not voting for
technically,
him.
Technically, so. If I had my true vote.
Actually, I think I threw a third place vote on
him. I would have gone Young Bucks, but that's just me.
Young Bucks are getting a lot of talk in the chat room.
Let's see, you got Tag Team. Let's see.
That would have been a waste of pick.
The Shield, let's see, Bad Influence, and then Primetime Players were next in line after Bad Influence. And then we had, let's see, the Uzos. Rhodes Scholars.
Okay.
Red Dragon. Scholars. Forgot about Rhodes Scholars.
Red Dragon actually had more votes than the Young Bucks.
Well, that's okay.
I didn't vote for either of them because I thought they were wasted votes, so.
They kind of would have been.
So am I doing Best Pay Per View now, too?
What do we got left? Best Stuff.
Network.
I got Wrestler, so.
What do you got, Heath?
Best Female.
Do Best Female.
Best Female.
All right. So the nominees for Best Female Wrestler.
Eva Marie. That happened once.
Remember, everybody, we are going to get to Royal Rumble stuff.
Yes, we will. Don't worry. Caitlin, AJ Lee.
I don't even think we have this stuff.
And Gail Kim.
Caitlin.
It's
going to be AJ Lee.
And your winner.
Natty.
For Best Female Wrestler.
AJ Lee.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I'm fine. I'm okay.
Gail Kim would be...
I mean, Gail Kim is a better wrestler. But I'm okay.
Yeah. Gail Kim, I believe, came in second.
I give AJ because she had the better year. Gail Kim...
Actually, Gail Kim and Caitlyn were tied.
I voted for Velvet Sky.
Velvet Sky, I don't have a problem
with that. I voted for Natty.
I don't
have... Actually, we did get a third place vote for Tamina.
What the who?
I don't remember.
Get out of here now.
I don't remember who voted for Tamina.
You have to find out and tell me.
The only person that's acceptable is if it's Glitterfist, because I think she's trolling us.
All the time. I don't believe it was Glitterfist.
I think she just exists to troll us.
You have to find out and tell me.
That sounds like a Jakey pick.
No, that sounds like maybe...
Okay, Jason, do you have any best of...
I've got best match, so I'll go before you.
Okay, best match, and then he got best tag.
I'm going before him.
I got best pay-per-view.
Oh, best pay-per-view? Okay, let's do best pay-per-view before best match.
Okay, so best pay-per-view. Your choices were SummerSlam.
Uh-huh. That's a good one.
Money in the Bank.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And WrestleMania.
No.
Yeah, I agree with that, too, so.
No. No.
And the winner of best pay-per-view of the year goes to SummerSlam.
Okay, I'm for that. I could go either
way. I like SummerSlam.
I could go either way, Money in the Bank or SummerSlam, but I think both Bound for Glory and Slam
Anniversary
got
yeah.
screwed over by WrestleMania. They both were better shows.
Slam Anniversary was really good.
Yeah, Payback was better than WrestleMania.
Yeah, Payback was better than WrestleMania. Bound for Glory wasn't great.
Oh, Payback! That's one. That might have been.
I voted for Payback as one of mine. Top.
Payback or SummerSlam?
I put Slam Anniversary above Payback, but.
Maybe I did. I can't.
Payback, I really love it. Just because the Jericho Punk match was awesome.
I don't remember my order.
There wasn't much of a bad match on that show.
But
so.
Those.
No.
Payback, SummerSlam, Money in the Bank, Slammiversary, and personally, I think Bound for Glory all were.
I wasn't a huge Bound for Glory fan. I'm not saying it was a bad
match. Yeah, I know. Well, even if you take those out, I think the other four were by far the. Like WrestleMania, I find ridiculous. That's one of those things where every year on any website, WrestleMania's at the end, and a lot of times it wins on websites, and it annoys me because it's WrestleMania.
Leonard Taylor says Border Wars.
I didn't watch enough ROH pay-per-views, and they don't count as pay-per-views when they don't show them live. So
Other Mark says Final Battle.
Again, it's not shown live, so. It can't count as a pay-per-view.
Sean is gay. Someone said Saturday in the chat room, so I decided to do it. Okay, what do you got next?
Either one of you guys have awards over there?
I'm done mine.
You guys done?
I'm done on
all. All right, so
I got
then
best wrestler.
So it's you.
I got best match. So the best match of 2013. Okay. Nominees are.
Let's see.
CM Punk versus Chris Jericho at Payback.
Okay, I'm that excellent.
John Cena versus CM Punk, Monday Night Raw.
That's good.
And John Cena versus Daniel Bryan at SummerSlam.
Okay, I'm fine with those three.
They're all three really good matches.
Yeah, I had a match that didn't make the final three, but it was a TNA match, so
wait, can you repeat that? I'm sorry. I was reading the chat room.
Punk and Jericho Payback.
Okay.
Cena and Punk on Raw.
Okay.
And Cena and Daniel Bryan.
SummerSlam.
Okay, yeah.
You want to take guesses real quick?
I'm going to go Punk and Cena from Raw.
I'm going to go Punk, Cena, and Raw.
I'm going to go Brian, Cena.
I'm going to go AJ Styles, Bully Ray, Bomb
Cena, and Punk.
Your winner of Best Match, John Cena versus CM Punk, Monday Night Raw.
Great match.
It was a good match.
It was one of the best.
Daniel Bryan and John Cena was a better
match. Oh, hey, I know who voted for Tamina for a third place vote.
Who?
This asshole.
Oh, my God!
You're worse than Sean.
There's something Sean wrong didn't with vote. You. Oh, I'm disgusted. I'm done.
Okay, TWR Network Personality of the Year. Your nominees are
now,
the original Dan
Now,
Trump.
Hold on. I want to throw a disclaimer out there. I did not calculate these votes.
So you won, right?
I don't know.
Then why do you keep saying that?
Because my wife wrote it. I'm just saying, my wife wrote
it. Problem if you're on the final three.
Jason Halber.
There's something wrong.
Paul Jordan.
Okay. And I'm honored.
And the winner is...
There's something wrong.
Wait, why is there something wrong?
Let's go, Paul.
The 2013 TLR...
Let's go, Paul.
First out of the year is going to present the award.
Paul Jordan.
Thank you.
Yay!
Paul Jordan.
No, it doesn't. I can see through it.
There's no way. There's no way you won. No way.
Did you vote for yourself?
No, I didn't vote at all.
Did you break a tie?
No, I did not break a tie.
You guys, where'd you vote him?
I did not vote for him at all.
Did you vote for him?
Yes, I did.
Where did you vote him? One, two, or three?
One.
I had it as a tie between Dan and him.
I'll tell you what my votes were right now. I voted for... Paul Jordan number one.
Uh-huh.
I voted for Brian Garvin number two.
Uh-huh.
And I voted for, I think it was Heath number three.
Oh, that's just disgusting.
it was really tied between him and Sean because they take so much crap throughout the year.
That's disgusting.
Thank you.
Brian Garvin is not a part.
I voted for Michael Classic number one.
You should. I am the heart and soul. Well, Paul is. But if it wasn't for Paul, it would be me.
I'm just saying, Paul deserves it.
He does.
Okay.
More than me, more than you.
Votes from him. You didn't vote for him.
I didn't vote.
I gave him a pity third place vote.
I can probably tell you who all voted for me. Winner Taylor probably voted for me.
Oh, I forgot there's outside people.
Richard Burgoff probably voted for me.
Winner Taylor just said that he went Paul Jordan, Jason Albert, and Classic.
Who did?
Winner Taylor just said
okay.
That.
I'm glad you put me third, but I can't believe he was... on your list. Have you listened to the show?
Richard said Jason because he lets him on the show.
That makes sense.
Let's see. He did vote Paul Jordan first, me second, and you third.
But I gave him a cool nickname.
You did give him a cool nickname.
Richard voted for me for first.
Richard's a dick.
Who else?
Hey, you know
he actually is, though.
If you're going to fight about it, if you want it that bad, Jason, it's fine. Right? We'll give it to you. Congratulations, buddy.
Does that mean you're in charge of things now, Jason?
No.
Oh, I don't want that.
No, but one thing's to get done still. So
he's fired.
Yeah.
Sure, if he pays, he can be in charge.
I just want to, say thank you to everyone that did vote for me. And
don't turn it down.
I'm not turning it down.
Of course you're not, because you're an asshole.
Yeah, you are. I am. And I'm going to get a cherish this award and bring prestige back to it after the snap in 2013.
Back to it.
I agree with
one.
Jake ETWR about nothing. Except for the fact that you shouldn't have won.
Technically, I didn't want this to be a war. That's why I didn't vote for it at first. And then you go, no, you gotta vote for it. I'm like, fine.
I'll be honest. I voted for Tom and Justin, and you said I couldn't.
It wouldn't matter. Okay, well, each of them got one point. There. Still doesn't make a difference.
Man. How do you know? You said you didn't count it.
Because I was looking at it just now. Well, you sent that to me, and I know what the third place votes were.
This is exactly the amount of crap I got last year.
Oh, I know. I remember. No, it's multiplied because I got two more assholes here.
You know what? I gotta say here.
Here's
Nick,
the thing,
Nick
though.
Nick from FTW says, Jason is a jabroni, but you're okay for a Mexican.
I'm not a Mexican! here's the thing, I get you winning when your wife did the voting. Because you have what I call talent.
Well, if you remember, who broke the tie on that? Wasn't it Massey?
I think so.
Who was it between? Was it you and Massey last year?
No. It was, I believe, me and Justin, and I think Massey broke the tie.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that the way it was?
And I don't remember. I just know you won, and then Jason gave you shit.
Yeah, Jason gave me shit. Even though he broke the tie, Jason gave me shit.
So you say.
Oh, no. What it was is I gave him the list of the nominees, and he picked from one of those to see what the winner was, because it was a two-way tie. So, yeah, I mean, whatever. You can have it.
But
I would rather give it to Paul.
I believe that...
I'm not taking part in the awards next year. I'm just doing my own awards because These are a travesty for the most part.
Well, we need to come up with nominees.
Are we
going to
call them the classics?
Doing write-ins. Well, anyway, we've got something special in line for Paul Jordan tonight. Because he is the hardest working man on the CWR network. All of us will agree. I know I'm cutting you, your best wrestler off, but hold on here. So, here's what we're going to do. We are actually going to induct Paul Jordan into the TWR Network Hall of Fame.
And we're going to replace Jason Halpert as Personality of the Year
with Paul Jordan.
Yay!
Yay! Wow, that was very honorable of you.
Absolutely not. I've been on three shows on this year on this network.
You've
been
three
here.
Shows on out? You've been 3 hours?
No, I've been on three different shows on this network since I've been here.
I was on...
To be fair, though, it was the worst shooting from the hip and the worst wrestling round of this ever.
No, it was.
You made wrestling randomness leave the network you were so...
Yeah, that's actually true.
No, that's because they didn't like you. That's okay.
They said they loved Adrian.
Shut up. No, they didn't.
Jason voted for Paul just now, by the way.
Oh my god. Anyway.
You know what? Forget it.
They won't only give
a double A from the rant is the winner of the TWR.
Whoa.
Wow.
Personality.
Well,
and here he is right now to accept the award. Double A from the rant.
Well, I know I haven't been with the network for a while, but, I think I will accept this award with the most prestige and honor.
Did you get neutered?
No. This is how I've always sounded.
No.
I want to thank Sean, Big Daddy Brown. He's one of the good ones.
Welcome, Double A.
One of the good ones. And that's it. So I'm out of here. Come on, Penny. Go, Gadget Shoes. I'm bulletproof. Out.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh,
God.
Too far.
Also, on a more serious note, never mind. Go ahead.
No, what? Go ahead, Dan.
No, never mind.
No, go ahead.
No, it's not time.
Okay.
Move on. Michael.
Best Wrestler of the Year. The nominees are CM Punk, John Cena, and Daniel Bryan.
Did I win Wrestler of the Year somehow?
And the winner, Dan Phelps.
Yes!
Oh, wait, no. Daniel Bryan.
Who's that guy?
I don't know.
Oh, apparently people like
he's no Brian Danielson. Right now.
Well, that was fun.
Except for the
part where you cheated.
I did not cheat.
Wrestler of the Year.
You know what? Next year we're just gonna come up with nominees.
Next year, I don't think we should do it. I don't think we should do that this year. That's why I didn't include.
No, we're just talking about we don't need. That was a joke.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Breaking kayfabe here, people.
Alright.
We're gonna get some real shit going. I don't care if we have listeners who never listened before, you're gonna get some inside TWR network stuff right now. Do you know why we made that award?
No.
To prove that no one liked the rant.
Oh. That would have been good to know.
That's the only reason we did that.
Well, that would have been good to
know.
Well,
how many votes did the rant get before?
Zero.
Two.
No, it got a couple.
To be fair,
they were his buddies.
That was a Jason Massey thing. That's what he means.
Me and Jason Massey.
No, Jason Massey.
Jason Massey. On his own.
Yeah, we'll throw him under the bus. He ain't on here anymore.
Yeah.
But it wasn't because we wanted to get rid of the rant. That was at the point that we were trying to make the rant better.
Again, by we, he means Jason Massey.
Yes. So, yeah, that's the inside dirt on that award.
Oh, okay.
And also, technically, it was never meant for. We were going to do a separate award for writers after we realized that we didn't include writers in that.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, my number one was Glitterfist.
Yeah,
my number one was Shane. See, if you would have voted for me, I might have won.
I'm sorry, I voted you too.
You want to change your vote?
I wish.
Actually, I would like to amend my vote to Glitterfist. Anybody?
I want to change my vote to my number two vote to Dan.
I'd like to eliminate...
Voting was cut off last night,
I'd like
it.
To eliminate Jason from my pity vote, and my new... my new pity vote goes to...
Actually, he's not a pity vote. You just vote for Adrian. I like that guy. I like Adrian. I voted for Adrian, number two.
You know what? Yeah, not a pity vote. Adrian, we've agreed on a lot of things today, so I'm going to go Adrian.
You know what? I've changed my mind. Adrian! TWA Network personality.
You know what, guys? It's an honor. It really is.
You know what? You know what?
But you turn it down in favor of Paul.
New decision.
I would like to give it to Paul Jordan because I feel he deserves it more than I do.
Tie between everybody but Jason.
Jason Heath wins.
Yes. It's first time he's won anything in his life.
Sean wins, too.
We all win except Jason. Hardcore smart girl wins.
Oh, God, I feel dirty now.
Someone said that in the chat.
Anal Rape Jerry wins?
Anal Rape Jerry wins!
Yay!
We're gonna move on. Don't worry about me, baby.
Hey, Dusty Rhodes wins!
Yeah! Yay!
Yay!
Fake Dusty Rhodes. In the house. Fake Dusty Rhodes shows up on our pub! The real fake Dusty Rhodes. Not the fake Dusty Rhodes that showed up here before.
We're gonna move on.
Primo and Epico!
Yay!
Whatever happened to those guys?
You know what it does?
Hey guys! How's it going?
Oh my God. Are we going to get Inappropriate Hogan? I mean, did you put on a phone call to Inappropriate Hogan too?
See you later! Oh, Eric Ford made an appearance!
I've lost all control of my own show.
Yes, you have.
So wait a minute.
Look who's coming in! The Samoan superstar, Michael Classic!
What up? Did you do it for your people?
I'm not wearing shoes. That means I'm Samoan.
By the way, should I repost the Samoan Superstar Michael Classic student interview?
You
should. It doesn't exist anymore. Did anybody hear that?
No, I'm not really good at it.
Oh, man. I will do that shortly.
It's the greatest interview of all time. I remember listening at home being fascinated by the story.
Okay, it's time to talk about the world.
Oh, yes. So... We didn't hear you at all, so that's okay.
After us hijacking the show.
You are, I mean, just completely all, you know.
This is what we do when we go on other people's shit.
I've noticed that.
We did this on randomness. Me and Michael.
You know the offer for WrestleMania? That's been withdrawn.
Wow.
Okay, Terrence, me and you, 6 hours.
Okay, Michael.
Hey.
You wanna do our shows on Sunday for that one?
Sounds good!
That's fine, we'll take Wednesday.
Can you replace Sean with Adrian?
You know what? Okay. I'm on board. I'll jump into it. Sean, you can come over here, and then I think everybody wins.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Hell no.
I think it's just a better fit. Like, I'm not saying that I don't want Sean on the show. I'm thinking about what's best for the network.
What's
right?
best for business.
Hey, wait.
Okay.
Also, I think you need to throw in some cash, because we're going to be a superstar.
While Adrian might be better fit on the show, Sean's a bigger name. I mean, he is the TWR Network Personality of the Year for 2013.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I put in a lot of work this year.
I know, you worked hard.
The classes at school paid off.
They said 2013.
These are the awards for 2013.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was 2000 whatever.
Yes.
Okay, Royal Rumble.
I was the 2012.
It happened. Okay, good show, guys. See you later.
Boo.
Let's boo the Royal Rumble. Boo.
Boo. Or I'll just...
I'm talking about the match itself.
We're talking about the winner itself, not the match.
Let's just get right into it. If you didn't watch the Royal Rumble, why don't we talk about who won the Royal Rumble?
Well, let's start at the beginning.
Yeah, I think we should bust the nut, man.
Yeah, let's start at the...
People want to hear it. What if people have to work tomorrow?
Well, then, that's our own
fault. We just killed, like, 45 minutes doing stupid stuff.
Fine. Whatever.
At least say who won.
It's not like this one.
At least, because some people might be tuning in just for the results, so at least say who won, and then we'll talk about the rest of this stuff.
All right. So, entering at number 28, which no one picked on the network, pick 'em. I'm surprised. And your winner of the 2014 Royal Rumble.
Do the Cabbage Patch.
I'm sorry, what?
Do the Cabbage Patch, like Batista.
He does
cabbage patch when he comes out.
Oh, no, he's concentrating, he's trying to poop, and then he flushes it. No.
Did he always want to put you in a spot and take a dump, and like he's like squeezing it out, and like he looks around at everybody, and then he just gets up and then he flushes the toilet.
He does
done.
The cabbage patch while he's trying to poop. It's like mixing the best of both worlds.
There you go, okay.
So yes.
But have you ever noticed he always gets up and he flushes the toilet when he's done?
That's true.
Every time.
So,
I think we're pissing off Jason. I think we're cracking Jason.
Well, I think we're winning then.
You guys want to join in on this?
This is what happens. This is what happens when I'm studying for future episodes.
It's like I'm making notes over
Jason,
here.
Yeah, Jason looks like he's going to explode. You know what? I'll be quiet for a little
you
while.
You can do five people on a show at once, but six people? No.
I just want to... Can I say something?
That hasn't stopped you yet, so go ahead.
I will say something. This is why I suggested we only have three microphones.
You know, on hindsight's 2020.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And,
Let me... If I can step in. If I can step in.
Sure, why not?
I was thinking about when I was a boy. This has nothing to do with anything, but it was good times when I was a boy.
Let me stop you for one second. Let me stop you for one second. Okay, a little while ago. Oh, he cut our mics. He cut your mic.
No, I cut everyone else's. I'm live
now. Hey, I can't interrupt you for a second.
Oh, no. Nope.
Hold on a second.
There's only one of us that's live, right?
I'll take that for a minute.
You bastard.
All right, we're...
Oh, we're back on.
Yeah, we're back. Anyway.
I thought we had the night off.
I thought I could go home.
So I really liked the chili dogs earlier.
Well, that's good. Good, good.
Yeah, it was good food. At least Jason does one thing good.
Oh, it was his wife.
Yeah,
it was
my wife.
Well, he did one thing good. Married that woman.
I know. It's my chili recipe she used, though.
But, you know, the chili was okay. She cooked it. That's what she gets to say.
It was really the way it was cooked.
It's like every man who goes, I got a great chili. And then you eat it, and you're like, it's chili.
Yeah,
it's
chili.
It's nothing special.
Yeah. Anyway, Blue Wizard says, this is fucking insanity. I love it. Thanks.
This is what you get when you get the best show in the world. The Hour Bomb.
Seriously, guys, we should do this more often.
We should.
I don't think Jason signs off on that.
I think we should do...
You know what? I'm in favor. I'm up for it.
Yeah! I say we do this bi-daily. I say we all quit our jobs.
Like Sean, bi-daily.
Yeah. Hey-o. We all just do this. We do a morning show and an afternoon show. No, we better
pay. I don't have a job.
That's what... Well, see,
you
could, oh, but me and him could just team up. Double team. High five. Right. Yeah!
We could do a morning news show.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
I could absolutely do a morning.
I don't know, Dan. I don't think you have enough help there.
I'll have you there.
Okay.
I'll bring you in, and Sean, and Adrian. How about Heath? I like Heath, but he's not talking very much. We need to hear more from Heath.
That's because he has a microphone tonight.
That's true.
Yeah, he's here. We're sharing, kind
of. And none of us on this side of the table can get the word in.
Get closer.
Michael,
closer.
Show how
so we get a picture of that for the website.
You know, there's pictures of us having sex.
Oh.
On the website. I don't mean that the pictures are on the website. I mean we're having sex on the website.
You're disgusted. I edited the picture. Did you record the video too?
Buzzing!
No, that was my wife.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Rumble. Batista won the Royal Rumble match itself. Then, New Age Outlaws won the pre-show match, the tag team champion.
So the Royal Rumble happened first.
The Royal
Rumble. Well, no, we're just doing the quick.
He just wanted to go with that way. Okay, I'll go.
Oh.
Order. Pre-show. New Age Outlaws beat the Brotherhood, or whatever they want to be called, to become tag team champions of the world for the sixth time. They record. Longest span in between tag team championship reigns. 14 years, I think he said.
Something like that, yeah. It's been a while.
All right.
Bray Wyatt beat Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
So that means that big things are to come for Daniel Bryan that night.
Of course.
Yeah, of course, yes.
Of course. I believe you two have to make out now, Sean and Dan, because Daniel Bryan did not win the Royal Rumble.
I said I'd show you my butt, and I will.
You shut down your butt, not me.
I'll show you my butt.
I don't want to see that.
Then... Brock Lesnar defeated Big Show in what was a grueling
45-second match.
45
seconds. The match was so short, we went out to smoke. When the entrances were happening, we come back in and the match is over.
They beat the crap... They made it seem like they beat the crap out of each other before the match, then had a match, and then the match was over. But they then beat the crap out of more, and when we came in, there was still crap beating beat out.
Yeah.
Big Show. And then... Randy Orton retained the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. There was a little shenanigans.
Yes, the Wyatts
showed up.
Yeah. Didn't do nothing. They didn't get it. They didn't interfere.
And then of course, like we said, Batista won the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
So we know one person going to WrestleMania to headline.
Unfortunately, but we knew that when they made the announcement.
But I think that also guarantees that the WWE World Heavyweight Championship will not be the main event of WrestleMania.
You don't think so?
I'm pretty sure there's a guy by the name of Triple H who's headlining. No,
oh, yeah.
That, or if it's Brock Undertaker, that'll headline. I don't see the title match headlining.
I don't understand why you think Triple H is going to headline.
Because
he hasn't done it the last few years.
Because
he's
been involved. It definitely would be a world title match at this point.
It's a way bigger match than Batista Orton.
It will
if
be.
If that's the match.
How CM Punk got eliminated tonight, that's going to be huge.
I agree it's going to be huge, and I could see where it's the number two match on the card.
It's a better closing match than Batista Triple H.
Yeah.
Or Batista Orton.
Or Batista whoever.
I'm not going to deny that.
I think Triple H been fighting. That's why. He hasn't had a main event. No. He made an event on the show. He main evented Extreme Rules.
No, I think it was Payback.
No, he main evented Extreme Rules with Brock Lesnar
yeah,
the cage
and the cage match.
Yep.
See, you didn't say he was.
No. I'm saying WrestleManias.
I'm right. Well, he hasn't been working WrestleMania.
Yes, he has. He faced Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar and him.
That doesn't headline.
That can't headline it.
They're not going to have that go above. Cena Rock was a bigger match, to even for it being two.
There's been two times that there's been a match that has main event, the actually main event at the card that wasn't the world champion.
See, Triple H has been buying his time. He's like, I'm main event in WrestleMania 30.
And this is the one he chooses.
WrestleMania 30. Yep.
Okay.
I think so. Or it could be Daniel Bryan Sheamus if that match happens. No, wait, Ryback Ultimate Warrior. That seems like a main event to me. Everything I think Batista Orton.
That should open the show.
Yeah. That's the show.
That'd be like the year that Sheamus won the Royal Rumble and then went to fight Daniel Bryan for the main event at WrestleMania, and then they opened the show with it.
Sure,
it was over in like 28 seconds.
Sure, it should be the main. No, it shouldn't be the main event because Batista's in it. And let me throw something by you quick before we get into our thoughts about the Rumble. Let me throw something at you. So Batista's gonna. Let's say that's the main event. Just assuming, since it's the WWE Championship match, they only have one title now, Batista won the Rumble, that main event's the show. Batista versus whoever. Batista is in the main event this year. Last year, who was it?
It was Rock and Cena.
Yeah.
Year before?
Rock and Cena.
Yeah.
So, third year in a row.
We have someone that they've brought in, a part-timer.
That's not... A full-time wrestler.
You can't really consider Batista not a full-time wrestler since he's actually got a two-year contract that he's going to have.
Well, yeah, so...
But we don't know how often he's going to wrestle, though.
Yeah.
What they say is he's going to wrestle
all
the
time. Would you consider Brock Lesnar a part-time wrestler or a full-time wrestler
right now? I would consider Brock Lesnar a part-time wrestler because the way he shows up four times.
Okay, but see, here's...
Batista has a deal similar to Brock Lesnar, so that's the thing.
Here's my problem with Batista's thing. He'll be a full-time wrestler. But... It'll be his third match back. Because he's not going to be... I don't see him wrestling on Raw or SmackDown.
Oh, of course not.
He'll have a chamber match. They'll probably do him Del Rio.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody.
I think Batista will do one or two Raw matches, but probably not a lot.
But if it is a match, it's going to be him versus... Well, they could... Tomorrow will tell us. If they do something cool and do... I don't know how cool it would be, but if they do like him Reigns... Since they were the last two.
Yeah, okay.
Then I think it tells us that Batista's going to be working a lot. If he doesn't do anything till Chamber, it'll be like he'll, you know, do something against like a Jack Swagger where it's a squash. You know, someone of that level where it's not really him working.
Mm-hmm.
It's just him beating someone in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but... My understanding was that his contract is he's going to be there the entire time up until he's supposed to do his promotional stuff in, August or September?
Yeah.
And then he's going to go away for that, and then he's coming back. It's not like a Brock Lesnar thing where he shows up for 3 or 4 weeks just to promote his pay-per-view match, and then he's gone again.
My biggest problem is, I think, there's two guys There's two guys definitely who deserve the main event WrestleMania.
Yes.
And one's CM Punk and one's Daniel Bryan. None of those two guys should be in the main event, at least, if not both of them, in a match against each other.
You could throw Cena in
and
there.
And Cena, I don't... Cena's a name you can throw in?
I really don't see why you can't throw Orton in there, either. I don't like Orton, but I don't see where... I can see where he could main event.
Yeah, I just don't like the idea of Batista main event.
Well, I like the idea of Batista main event more than I like the idea of Orton main eventing, though. Even just because Orton just seems so stale. There's no draw with him as a champion. He's not liked just because there's no appeal.
Well, don't worry. He won't be champion for long. Batista will be champion.
Hopefully Orton.
I really hope that they take the title off Orton and put it on Brock Lesnar. That way, at least it would be Brock Lesnar Batista for the title.
See, I really can't stand by that being the main event, though. If I can't stand by a Batista Orton, I can't stand by a Batista. I wouldn't mind seeing... I'd prefer a Batista-Brock match. I just don't want it to be for the title. And I'd prefer that match to take place at WrestleMania. I wish they would figure out other matches. And that's just going by what is rumored for the matches at WrestleMania.
I'm supposed to tell Michael something.
Go ahead.
What up?
Somebody in the chat room just said that you were retarded.
For what?
I don't know. They just said the guy talking right now is retarded.
Who said that?
A guy. One of their... I don't know if I want to say the name. Everyone wants me to say it.
Go for it.
Okay.
It's not like he can't go back and read the chat.
Why am I retarded?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I'm asking the person, why am I retarded?
Oh, okay.
Well, who was it first?
Reply and tell him why he's retarded. It's Hooks.
Hooks?
Just his thoughts on wrestling make no sense.
He said your thoughts on wrestling make no sense. Uh-oh.
And Dr. Zeus says, because you poop upside down.
Don't worry, everyone else was kind of supportive of you. So.
Okay, Hooks, that does, yep, I don't make any sense. It's my opinion. But it don't make sense. It makes sense.
Oh, no. Class is going to be all cranky the rest of the time.
I just like how I don't make sense because he doesn't agree with me. That doesn't...
Someone's asking a logical question. What is your reference point, Hooks? Why doesn't he make sense? We'll move on.
Because he doesn't agree with me.
We'll move on.
That's like your opinion, man.
Yeah, I know. That's what... it's like... Jason, say something. Anything about wrestling.
Batista winning the Rumble sucks.
Your opinion about wrestling's retarded.
I know.
I don't agree with you, so.
So it's retarded?
Yep.
Okay, good.
I stand by Hooks. That's how we do it.
Oh, okay, good, good. What?
Told you. He's going to be cranky all show.
Fuck you! He's going crazy.
I'm moving on.
All right, good. So,
I got that off my chest.
Well, we did the quick results. We want to dive in to give our thoughts on the matches?
Sure.
Okay. First, we didn't see the pre-show match, so, because we were down here. I don't know. What do you guys think? Good, bad, horrible?
Well, considering that the New Age Outlaws won, and it means that,
someone else is going to have
means
the
that
title.
The Usos are going to win.
If the Usos win the title, I'm fine with the New Age Outlaws being champions. If the Usos don't win the titles, not so happy.
What if it isn't the Usos, though? What if it's a Harper and Rowan?
What if it's someone other than the Usos? Deserving.
It depends on who it is. Like, don't know what other face tag team...
So what if it's Harper and Rowan to take the titles away from the New Age Outlaws?
I don't see that happening since...
When was the last time they were to be really booked heel versus heel?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Unless all of a sudden they start booking New Age Outlaws' faces again, which would be really silly.
Zeus said that Michael isn't mad, he's just disappointed.
I am.
What if they would be the primetime players?
No. They don't deserve the titles.
What if it's the Real Americans?
Again, heel tag team. It doesn't make sense.
Well, are we really still calling them a heel tag team? I mean, A... Cesaro's kind of slowly becoming a face, and the people are starting to like Zeb more than they're starting to hate him.
Just because until they turn them, though, they're not a face tag team. They're a heel tag team who people cheer for.
Hook says, first of all, why would Triple H be so retarded as put himself in the main event of WrestleMania? That's my point of reference. He thinks Triple H would actually put himself in the main event over the World Heavyweight Championship? Question mark.
I think he would.
That's going to be a better match than the World Heavyweight title.
Sure. Okay, did Triple H Undertaker... They didn't main event, right?
No.
If Triple H thought that there was money in putting himself in the main event of WrestleMania, he would put himself in the main event of WrestleMania, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah. If it's what's best for business, then we'll,
here's my reference point to that.
He's Triple H.
He's Triple H. Here's the man for years. WWE would go to him and be like, okay, this guy's take a title off you. And then, day of the pay-per-view, yeah, that's cool. Or...
I can keep it.
I can keep it. We can do this instead. Yeah, exactly. So you're telling me a guy who did that... Now, I would prefer that he would be smart enough to know that now he is getting ready to take over the... Well, not getting ready. It depends on how long Vince is around, which could be for years.
He could have a heart attack tonight.
But you would hope that he would realize best for business is not for him the headline. But guess what? Best for business is not Batista versus Randy Orton either headlining the show.
Yeah, okay. Here's what I'm going to say about this whole thing. Consider this your introduction here. We don't mind differing opinions, but don't call somebody retarded because of their opinion.
Yeah.
If you don't agree with their opinion, come on and say, hey, man, I don't agree with you.
Yeah, but I don't agree with you, but, you know, here's what I think instead.
Because, yeah, typically in this community, the second you start calling names, everyone's going
to
turn on.
Like, I think Sean's retarded, but that's just because he eats tater tots all the time.
Yeah, that's what
they
do.
I think that's one of the biggest problems that we all have with in the wrestling community is...
yes, Zeus, it is okay.
No, it isn't. We like Adrian. No.
There's name call. When you disagree with someone, it goes to name calling instead of being like, I disagree with you and this is why, and trying to have a discussion. Instead of, once you call a name, then you're going to anger the other person, and it just becomes name calling back and forth. And that's why people look down on wrestling fans.
And I don't think Zeus meant retarded. I think he just misspelled Australian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So here's the deal. Hooks has now apologized.
He has.
I appreciate that, and I'm sorry if I got a little uppity with you myself.
Yeah. Atomic Geek says this conversation is retarded.
And everyone.
And I agree.
And so as you've seen just now. Hey, you're still you're more than welcome here. Play by the rules, and everyone's.
This is how we want the community to work. Disagreement, goes too far. We apologize. We move on.
Yep.
Now, where were we?
Tag titles.
Tag titles
are bad. In other words, what you're trying to say is, if it doesn't go to the Usos and only the Usos.
No. I'm with Dan, where Dan believes that the Usos are the most over tag team in the company.
That, you are right.
And that's why I think they have earned a right to finally get a shot.
He's drunk.
Oh, okay.
He played a Royal Rumble drinking game and he's drunk now.
Okay. That makes it even...
Dan.
I totally agree with Dan.
Don't worry.
Fuck you. Anyway... Hooks wants to know, do we think the Outlaws will make it to Mania? Do you think it'll be
no.
Outlaws and Usos at Mania?
I kind of think that they drop it at the latest Chamber, and then they move on to, if there's a tag match at Mania, which hopefully there is, because Usos deserve to be on Mania, either you do Usos versus the Wyatts, or you do, I personally think, since they haven't had Money in the Bank at WrestleMania in a while, I think you try with some of these young tag teams, athletic tag teams, you try and bring back the magic of the ladder match.
The TLC match. Yeah.
Because you throw the Usos and you put in the Americans, or the Real Americans. Not home. Real Americans, and then...
Even the Rhodes Brothers in that match.
Yeah. You could do that. Because
I think Cody could do some fun stuff.
The Los Matadors, they're pretty athletic.
Fucking Primo and Epico.
I'm trying to think. I mean, even you can even maybe see what the primetime players can do in a match like that.
I think they'd be good.
Actually, it would be to see the havoc that the Wyatts would cause in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I think it would be great to just have, you know, they did an 8-man Money in the Bank ladder match too, and 18 TLC match for the tag belts.
Why not? Yeah, go crazy. Just go fucking nuts. Then you get them all on the show.
Exactly. But that makes too much sense because they're highlighting their younger talent to an extent, and they don't like to do that.
Plus, with everything saying, all the dirty dirt sheets.
That match, so no.
All the dirty dirt sheets talking about how they want to push tag team wrestling, wouldn't it make sense for...
Let's throw this, though, a huge clusterfuck of a tag team title match on there. Why not?
Yeah.
I personally, as much as I like the idea of doing a clusterfuck tag match because I miss having the clusterfucks at Mania, I kind of like the idea of building to the Usos versus the Real Americans and pulling off the Real American breakup at Mania.
Mm. And then Hogan takes Cesaro underneath his
Yes.
I love that.
Just, I don't know. I miss the days of having the big payoff to something at, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of payoff.
And yeah. It would make sense because the crowd is definitely behind Cesaro. And I think they do the We the People thing because of him mostly. And I think it's a little bit because the signs lately of Zeb's signs have been hilarious.
Oh, God. What was the signs tonight? It said,
you could tie in this yourself. But
they stole your watch. And then every 90 seconds, another immigrant sneaks over the border or something like that.
Yeah, those were
God, those were hilarious. But, I mean, New Age Outlaws, there could be worse tag teams to have it.
Yeah.
Santino and Kali can have the tag titles.
Yeah, please don't kill them.
Santino's dead. Well, I'm just saying, you know.
Santino's dead forever.
Oh, I'm sorry. Legion of Doom 2000.
Roman Reigns did, in fact, break the record tonight.
Yeah, 12 eliminations. 12.
I thought so. I called it. I'm like, he has the potential to do it.
One of them I don't count, though, because it was all three of them that threw.
Well, that counts as 1, 2, and 3.
No. All threw out Kali.
Oh.
That should be a third.
That would be a half. Like, you know, two guys
sack a quarterback.
By 11, yeah.
11 and a third.
Two guys sack a quarterback in, you know, the NFL, that's a half a sack of beat, you know? Same thing. Anyway.
But he also, I think it looked like Ambrose and Rollins had more of the push there than Reigns in that one. But, yeah, that's just my opinion.
You want to move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
If we're moving on real quick, I do have a tweet from Daniel Bryan following the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Daniel Bryan tweeted on Twitters.
On the Twitter?
Yes. sorry, guys. The Machine wanted me nowhere near the Royal Rumble match, but I thank everyone for their support. You are the hashtag yes movement. They try to keep us down and away from the top spots, but they can't ignore the reactions forever. Keep voicing your opinions.
This right here tells me that they're paying attention, and it's a storyline thing. That is him not being a part of the Royal Rumble will be addressed at some point, probably tomorrow night on Raw.
No, I don't think him not being a part of the Royal Rumble will. I think the chance will. Does that make sense?
I'm not sure what you're saying here. I'm sorry.
Like, I don't necessarily think the storyline is going to be you kept me out of the Rumble. I think the storyline is going to be
they wanted me in the Rumble.
No, not even that. Or just yes, they wanted me. It's not going to be. Well, maybe now they'll go that route. After tonight, they might switch things up and go.
I mean, that
I just don't think the storyline going in tonight was them thinking we're going to keep Daniel Bryan out of the Rumble so that people. I think they were thinking Daniel Bryan has a match earlier in the show, so we're not going to put him in the Rumble.
That's fine. Okay, if it's a storyline, where's the end game with it? Because
right.
Nobody that he's been speculated to be facing at WrestleMania has anything to do with the Machine.
And on top of that. Aren't you still killing your product? Like, even if it is a storyline, aren't you still hurting the product by not giving the fans what they want?
Yeah, yeah, they eventually do.
Yeah, but that might
entice people. This is what WWE does all the time. By the time they do it, who knows if it's going to be as hot as it is.
Apparently, Mick Foley buried the pay-per-view.
I said that at the top of the show.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. I totally didn't catch that.
Yeah.
I think it was at the top of the show or before the show.
Before the show.
So, yeah, apparently Foley buried it, and quite a few other people did, too. So...
Yeah,
in the company? That's what I'm curious
about. Foley's not really with the company anymore.
I thought his contract
He's always legend contract. He said he's probably not going to resign it.
No, he doesn't have a legends contract. He has an agreement with them that he will work dates for them. They're going to so instead of he was going to work around their dates,
I didn't
they
think have to the work schedule was up dates. Yet. I just knew he said it was coming up.
Armando Estrada also buried the pay-per-view a little bit, too.
Hmm.
He posted on his Twitter, "You're not allowed to get over the WWE unless they want you to. If you do, you can and will be punished, as happened to many over the years."
Yeah.
I don't consider it a punishment because Daniel Bryan was on the show. He was in a big storyline. If there
was the first match on the card.
It's true, but there was only three matches besides the Rumble. They're not going to lead off with the title match. They're not going to lead off with Brock Lesnar.
I guess you're right.
He also said that he hopes that they aren't going to attack Ryder him.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the problem.
But they won't do that. He's too big of a star. But
here's the issue. WWE thinks they are pushing Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, unfortunately, they do.
That's the thing. WWE thinks that Daniel Bryan is getting they think they're causing this. They think that what they're doing is the right thing and that he is getting all this attention because they're booking him so well. That's what WWE thinks. I guarantee you that's what WWE
thinks.
Well,
and in a way that they're a little bit right, but if there's not a payoff at the end of it, then it's not.
And the payoff has to be him winning the title at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So, or there's no point in it. What they did was useless.
If he wins the title at Payback, no one's going to give a shit.
He has to win at WrestleMania for it to make any sense.
Right. Well, he had to have won it 3 months ago.
Well,
like, I mean,
no, he didn't have to win it 3 months.
That
would have
been the best time.
The best time would have been him right at Hell in a Cell.
Here's how they save it, and I don't know if it's saved. He wins the title at Chamber. He beats Batista in the main event of WrestleMania.
That won't happen.
I don't see it happening. No. But that's a way to really get behind him and show people. I don't understand why you wouldn't do something that dramatic with the way the people have been over the past couple months. Weeks more so, but like Seattle. It was, they only did that because it's his hometown. That's why the crowd went crazy. But since then, there's been louder crowds than the Seattle crowds doing the yes chants. So doesn't that tell you something?
That should tell them, hey, maybe we should do something with this guy. But again, that makes too much sense.
Well, and then if you look, I mean, it's funny because every time we get into a situation like this, I hear a lot of people saying, well, but look what's going on, and they're going to be different. Look at their track record.
This is the same thing they do all the time.
This is the same. This is what they did it to a lesser extent to Dolph. They did it to Punk. They're doing it to Brian. Punk had a long title reign where he wasn't the main event of shows until the last couple months when he was facing The Rock.
Right.
And not only that, but they took all the heat away from him by having him put in a feud with Triple H, which no one cared about.
Right.
I mean, Punk had more momentum than Daniel Bryan does right now. And they didn't capitalize on it properly. What's going to happen is they're going to give Daniel Bryan the title at, Extreme Rules or something, and they're going to say, "See, we did it, and it wasn't over. It didn't get the reaction we wanted." But the reason it didn't get the reaction we wanted is because you didn't do it at the right time, because people didn't care by the time you did it.
And again,
they get so stuck in their ways, you know.
And I've said that on our show multiple times. I'm sure you guys have said it too. Any of us in this room, Sean and Heath included, could write better than WWE creative, and the fact that they're just kind of, oh, let's hem-haw around a little bit. We got to get these big names in here because we can't showcase our own talent at WrestleMania season.
To be fair, I think there's probably people on creative who can write great. But the problem becomes they don't write what they think is great. They write what they think Vince
wants to
and
hear.
Triple H and Stephanie want to hear.
It's
frustrating. You know, it's the same shit all the time, and it makes you want to pull your hair out for those of us that have hair.
And I can't blame them for it, because when you have a job, you do what your boss wants.
Of course. They say, hey, Heath, mop that jizz with your tongue, and you're like, okay.
I think it also shows how much, we've discussed it before, that how much it hurts that they want writers from out. They don't want people who have a background in wrestling.
No, they want TV writers.
They want people.
They want soap opera stuff,
stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's like no, you know, but
there's nothing wrong with having those people on staff.
No, there's no problem.
No, but they shouldn't be your head writers.
Nobody's said that they are your head.
They're not the head writers, because the head writers right now, it's Stephanie.
Yeah, like pretty much.
No, I don't even think Stephanie. I think Triple H is now.
Oh yeah, Triple H.
They are writing that television
show. Vince is still the end all be all, but Triple H, I believe, is in charge
of creative, yes, for the most part.
I mean, they are writing a television show.
Yes.
So it's nothing wrong with having television writers on staff.
No, I get it.
But to me,
you got to know your product.
If you want to travel, it's fine to have television writers. But wouldn't you, being in the wrestling world, wouldn't you find people who say they grew up watching wrestling, or at least have watched wrestling over the past few years, so at least they know something.
They're familiar
about
with it, you know?
Okay, but we hear about them looking for television writers. Nobody has ever said whether they are wrestling fans or not.
To be fair, I mean, some of the television writers, like, you look at the ones that, like, do the podcast now and stuff like that, they were hired on because they wrote television, but they were wrestling fans.
Uh-huh.
Ed Ferrara was a
I remember Freddie Prinze Jr. when he was brought in, he was a wrestling fan.
Yeah,
but it just seems like over the past, like, 5 years, it always seems like when they talk about it, when I hear things about them hiring writers, they don't want
to. Because that's a good way for websites to get buzz, because you're picking out things that people are going to hate by saying, oh, okay, they went and got television writers, but not checking to see whether they have any background in
wrestling. No, I've heard them specifically say they like to hire people who don't have or weren't into wrestling, that don't necessarily grew up.
I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing either.
Here's the problem. The problem is that they are hiring a bunch of talented or not talented, whatever, TV writers to book their product when they have Paul Heyman sitting right there.
Yeah. And instead of having him come out and do nothing, instead of say, Brock Lesnar.
I love Paul Heyman
be in charge of shit.
I love Paul Heyman on TV, but it's a waste.
It is.
And I know Paul Heyman likes to say stuff about how, I don't really want to be involved in it. If you gave him money, he would be involved.
Oh, he would. You know what? He would take it from where it is now and just catapult
the
it.
Thing
it
is
would
that,
be
thing
so
is
much
that
better.
Paul would have to have all of it. And Paul wouldn't need to make a TV 14. Paul wouldn't need to do that stuff. He could do it with what he's given.
He could work within the confines of what he's given, what they're at now. He just, you know, they're just
letting
him
work. Dutch Mantel.
Yeah, let him do,
like,
you know.
Just like you have Dutch Mantel, you have Paul Heyman, you have...
Dusty seems to book a pretty good show called NXT.
You have Arn Anderson. I mean, you know, why not?
Like, yeah, Arn Anderson, the real Dean Malenko.
You have guys that
can really do this, but you're not capitalizing on it.
You have Michael Hayes, who has proven that he can book a good product, because when he was booking SmackDown...
It was good.
It was good. And
that was around the time where, in this area, we couldn't watch it.
Yeah, and, you know, it's frustrating to know that they have these guys and can use them, and instead use guys that wrote for SpongeBob SquarePants and stuff like that, you know? That's the frustrating part. The frustrating part is not that they're employed. The frustrating part is that they do have other people that are employed that could guide the product better, and they choose not to use it. And that's what's frustrating.
And B-Max is probably a good point. They like to just ditch their storylines too fast. You know, they start building towards something, and we're done. You know?
Yeah. Or they get so stuck in something that they won't veer off the path.
Exactly.
It's either
one way or another. We're gonna beat this dead horse and keep going with this storyline forever and ever and ever. Or, we got this really good idea. It's gonna have to last this long. After 2 weeks, we're done.
To be fair, that's a problem that's been in wrestling forever.
Well,
every company does.
You're right.
I mean, look at Scum, look at Aces and Eights, look at, you know, every company does it. They get stuck in something, NWO. I mean, they get stuck in something, they drag it out too long. Degeneration X, like it's something that happens with everything. They can't kill something when it's hot, even if it makes a good story. They can't do it if it sells T-shirts. And I mean, that's the thing, is when you boil this down, this is a business about selling T-shirts.
Yeah, pretty
that's
much.
So you know,
T-shirts and hats. You know.
Anyway, right. Moving on.
I don't know where we left off.
Daniel Bryan lost to Bray Wyatt.
Yeah,
yeah.
An hour later, good match. Kind of what we expected, though, I would think.
I think it was a good match. I think it was
You know, we knew what we were...
Best match on the show.
Yeah, we knew... Yeah, shit, I can't even fucking talk tonight. We knew going into it what kind of a match they could have. I think they delivered with that match. And I wasn't really disappointed at this one.
I have something from Dewey Foley.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Sorry, people who know much about wrestling. This is Mick Foley's son. Sorry, people who know much about wrestling, but this company right now is in some serious shit. This is really bad for their company because one or two individuals truly believe that their opinions reign much higher over the millions and millions of people who watch their show religiously on a weekly basis. It's such a horrible feeling, obviously, because it hits so close to home. You have these guys who work their asses off 320 days a year and who barely see their loved ones, and they get completely disrespected and disregarded because Triple fucking H thinks they're too small or not star material. My dad made your ass, and people told my dad all his life that he wouldn't amount to nothing. So Triple H should know from experience that the people who work their asses off and that are told that they're worthless are the ones that make the company the best it can be. Without my dad, Triple H is a mid-carder. My dad went out of his way to make sure that he turned Triple H into the intimidating, scary, cerebral assassin son of a bitch that he's become. So it's about time the people who start, it's about time the people who deserve to be the best are given the opportunity to show it. WWE is a fucking dictatorship, and it's just truly a shame.
Well written, dude.
Too bad that wasn't from Missy Batista or whatever. Because then Triple H would respect it, because what are the rumors? What is Triple H thought about Mick Foley?
He's not a draw.
Yeah.
So...
This was my thought, real quick. I'm sorry, I know I keep holding it up. We need to move on. But
okay.
I had this discussion with Michael a few days ago. I think that Triple H doesn't want Mick Foley in the company because Foley gets better reactions than Triple H.
It could actually be true. Yeah.
I mean,
even before the Authority storyline, and when Triple H would just come out as Triple H or whatever.
I mean, he got popped.
But when Mick Foley comes out.
But it's the same as his wrestling career.
You're right.
When his music hits, they pop. As soon as the music stops, they don't care.
Exactly.
And it's just, it's frustrating because, Foley is in it to help. Look at what he did with Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever Foley comes in, it's because he wants to make somebody. And every time he's tried to do something with WWE recently, he's been shot down. And if I was Foley, I wouldn't work.
No, why would I want to waste my time if they're not going to do anything?
Look at the face of the company right now, right? Randy Orton, face of the company.
Yeah.
Mick Foley played a major part in making him the Legend Killer.
Well, and look at Edge, too. You know, when they had their hardcore match at WrestleMania that year. I mean, Edge was already there, but I think that might have just pushed him over.
Edge is another
bit
guy that what I think if you would ask, if you would find out Triple H's opinion or Vince McMahon's opinion, they don't see him as a top star. They see him as
Edge was on the same level as Triple H.
A role, yes, but I don't think they look totally different. I think they look at Triple H as they put Triple H in the Hogan, Rock, Austin.
Shawn Michaels category.
That level.
Where he really shouldn't be.
No. He's next tier.
Exactly. He's a step below.
Okay.
But
we
didn't need to move
on. Okay, so Bray Wyatt won after family got removed.
He did that Sister Abigail on Dana Bryan into the barricade. Oh, that was awesome.
He also did a spider walk.
He caught him doing the dive out of the ring and then turned it into the Sister Abigail into the barricade.
Yes, that was neat.
The spider walk not that impressive though.
For a guy his size, it is.
It was pointless.
Yeah, I just
it was just a spot.
Yeah, it's always just a spot. I mean,
but
it
I don't
look creepy. You know?
I don't think it looks creepy.
I mean, but it just it looked awkward.
My nephew saw it, really cool.
It looks forced.
Like my nephew saw it and was like, "That's really cool."
That was the first time I saw
it. That's the audience they're going for. So you know.
The first time I saw it, I'm like, "Oh my god, that's really cool." But now he does it all the time, and it's like, "Okay, I'm good. I'm done now."
See, I think my main problem was because the first time he did it against Kofi, like, he fell halfway, and then it's like, it would have been cool if he didn't fall.
Yeah.
And I think since then, that's why it's just like, I'm not like, you know, it's, hey, hell, it's cool that he can do that, because athletic for a big guy to do that.
Yeah.
But doesn't do anything for me.
What was the next match?
Brock Lesnar against Big Show.
That wasn't a match.
No.
Brock Lesnar beat the shit out of Big Show with a chair and then gave him an F5 and pinned him.
Well, yeah. First
that
Big Show
the match,
him out.
I was going to say, the only offense Big Show had was he hit the punch on Lesnar. And then
knocked him silly for about 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And that was before the match started, right?
No, that was during the match.
That was during the match.
And then he picked him up.
And then he got F5'd.
Then he went for another punch and got F5'd, pretty much. That was how that match went.
Yeah.
This match was made basically to look like Brock was a legitimate threat to whoever was going to win the Cena Orton match, and make him look that much better. And that's all this match was a purpose.
I think it's actually more to help build for the Randy Orton.
I think this match.
The Undertaker match.
I think this match could have been more, but what the problem we had was that Big Show got hurt.
I agree.
Huh?
He's looking at Seven Man's boobs right now.
Ah, wait. Post that shit.
It is posted already.
This is one of my favorite gifts.
What? I got
it's just a butt.
Oh
that
it's not
one.
A GIF,
oh yeah, that one was hot.
GIF is good, though.
That was hot. Anyway, I think we're done talking about that match already.
Okay. Okay. Next
World Heavyweight I got to remember the correct title.
WWE
World Heavyweight Championship with John Cena against Randy Orton.
I like this match, and I think that the crowd was too harsh on it.
Man, the crowd shit on this one, and.
But the sad thing is, like, a lot of the times they were doing Daniel Bryan chants and boring chants. Daniel Bryan chants I'm fine with because I think that helps maybe get the point across that that's what people want.
Yeah.
What is about the "this is awful" chants? And also there was "we want divas" chant during this.
Yeah.
"This is awful" chant, that's ridiculous because it wasn't awful.
Actually, it wasn't awful, yeah.
Hey, Dan. Dan, we got requests. They want you to post those.
I'm posting it.
Okay, good. Go ahead. Sorry, guys.
I get the I get that the fans are tired of Randy Orton, John Cena, but
The thing we have here is that it's, we've seen this feud before, and I just think we don't need to continue seeing it. And I think the fans were so high on Daniel Bryan and banking on Daniel Bryan in the Rumble, they're like, all right, let's just get this shit done. Let's move on to the Rumble and let's watch Daniel Bryan. And I really think that's the problem that they had with this match. Because, like we said, it wasn't a bad match at all.
No.
It's one of those ones where we can go back, we can go upstairs, mute the TV, watch it with no crowd, you know, whatsoever, and we go back. That was a good match.
It's one of those things, too. If it's a normal pay-per-view where there's 6 to 8 matches on the card, it's a good match. It was the second best match on the show.
Right.
But even with you add 5 more matches to the card, it's still second best match on the card, right. Probably.
And, you know, we had the This Is Awesome chant during the Bray Wyatt-Daniel Bryan match. And then we had the Shitfest match with Brock Lesnar and Big Show. And I think they were expecting this match to be on par with the Daniel Bryan.
No, they weren't. This match, I don't think this match ever had a chance.
No. It didn't.
This match had a 5-star match of the year candidate.
They wanted more from it.
No, they didn't.
No.
They wanted Daniel Bryan. That's it.
Okay. Yep.
This crowd was a smart-ass crowd. Nothing against it, but they were a smart-ass crowd, and all they wanted was Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
Don't give them Daniel Bryan. Cena and Orton could have gone out there and given him Flair Steamboat, and the crowd would have shat on it.
Yeah, probably.
It doesn't matter.
They didn't even give him a chance.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, right off the bat, they were shitting on the match.
Go back to the night after WrestleMania. Orton Sheamus. That's what this was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Orton Sheamus was fine. It was a fine match.
It was, yeah.
Like, people were chanting, this sucks. They were chanting, this is awful.
JBL, Michael. I mean, they were chanting everything.
JBL, Michael Cole. And it's because all that crowd cared about was getting themselves over.
Oh, yeah.
And this crowd just cared about, all they wanted was Daniel Bryan. That's it. You can't help, you know. And if it wasn't Daniel Bryan, they don't care about it. And especially after, at least with Lesnar and Big Show, they got to see a dude hit somebody with a chair for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, with this, they were done. And, I mean, when you look at it, when you see that John Cena's getting pops and Randy Orton isn't,
it
has nothing to do with who's in the match. It has to do with who has the title. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. It's who has the title.
I think you could also go with the crowd assumed Orton was winning, and then so you knew that it wasn't going to be a clean finish either. You knew shenanigans was going to happen.
Well, especially with the dirt sheets saying, you know, that it's looking like Bray Wyatt and John Cena at WrestleMania, something was going to happen tonight to start building it. Yeah, we've got Elimination Chamber next month, and then we've got a good 6 weeks between Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania, but the seeds start getting planted now.
Yeah, but a lot of times, you know, besides one or two matches, they don't start planting the seeds until Chamber or the night after Chamber anyway.
Right.
So, like,
well, this makes me think that they, maybe I'm getting my hopes up here. Maybe they're actually going to put some thought and effort into this story. It's possible.
It's possible.
I'm not holding my breath, and maybe I'm putting the match on a pedestal, but just maybe they could actually put forth some effort and make this one really, really good. I'm just saying.
We'll see.
Hopefully that's what they're planting the seeds, and they're going to let it blossom into what it could be instead of, let's just hurry up and get this done.
So with the Rumble, we already said Batista won.
Right.
Yeah. The story of the Rumble is the fact that the crowd was chanting. From the number 19 on, the crowd did nothing but chant
for Daniel Bryan. Yeah.
Which is a bit upsetting, because the story of the Rumble should be Roman Reigns had a really good...
Roman Reigns broke the record for the most eliminations. CM Punk lasted... how long? What was it? 45? 50 minutes? Something like that?
Yeah. About 50 minutes.
And then he gets screwed.
Kane eliminated him.
Yeah.
After he was already eliminated, he came out.
And then... we've seen possibly the Shield implode.
Seth lasted just as long.
Does that count as an elimination for Kane? So he ties the record.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Could be wrong.
I gotta say, I got sold a little bit on Reigns tonight.
Oh yeah,
I wasn't going into the show, and you can go listen to Shooting from the Hip. I was never a big guy on Reigns, but he showed me something tonight, so,
I think I said it last week, and I said on a roundtable that the guy break the record would be Roman Reigns or Big E Langston.
You did say that. He's got... I see so much potential, but
whether or not they can capitalize is a
different story. I'm worried they're either going to do one of the two things they always do. They're either going to go too slow with him or go too fast. But, like Ryback when he first came in, they went way too long with having him fight jobbers.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he's fighting for the world the WWE right. title.
After he loses at WrestleMania to Mark Henry.
No, because
He
went from one pay-per-view beating three jobbers to all of a sudden being number one contender
in
WWE.
In fairness, that was because Cena got hurt.
That's true.
You know, if everybody's patting themselves on the back about Roman Reigns, I think we called it about 3 months ago on Shooting from the Hip.
Yeah.
People in the chat room are doing it.
Yeah.
Well, no, Richard was on with us last week.
That was a
shit
spear on Bubba T.
Oh, yeah. His shoulders hit.
And then the spear
raised
him with after that.
Oh, God.
I do give you credit because I know you didn't hear it, so it's okay. I'm just saying. If we're all patting ourselves on the back, I want to pat myself on the back, too.
Shut up. Anyway. Come here, let me pat you on the back. Real hard. With a chair.
He still has sound effects from Shooting from the Hip, so he can steal his predictions, too.
No, he didn't listen. I know he didn't. That's fine. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
The key to Roman's reign.
I got a baby. I can't listen to every show either.
The key to Roman's reign success will be how he develops as a Tucker.
And that scares me, but I think from this point last year, now mind you, they were all real fresh still. So we'll say since this past summer, I think he's progressed on the microphone
with Heyman.
By leaps and bounds from what he was, but he's still not there.
Put him with Heyman.
And I think I think another thing that he's got a big body. That's right. What they like about him. But he's not tall.
Right.
He's the same size as Seth Rollins.
Right.
If not shorter. The same thing with Big E Langston. Big body, but he's a short dude. At some point, that could hurt them where, you know,
well, we want to do something, but he's not the kind of guy we're looking for.
You know what? We're wrong. You're not tall enough.
Right.
You know, you got to get, you're big enough to be our, I don't know, our Mark Henry.
Yeah.
But you're not.
You're not world title material.
You're not tall enough to be our Randy Orton or our John Cena.
And,
I'm looking up how tall he is.
Oh. And, they could put him with Heyman, but the problem is, it would be a heat magnet, and I'm not sure they want him to be a bad guy. I think they want him to be a face.
I think you have to give him the heel run before you give him the face run.
Just from here straight to face, which is what I think they're going to do, it's not going to work right.
Or why can't Heyman manage him as a face? Heyman's an agent.
Do you think, though, that the crowd would eat that up?
Heyman's good enough. Heyman's good enough, he could turn people on him.
See, my thing is, I think WWE wants him to be a face, but I don't think he should be a face.
I don't think he should either. I think he's real good at what he is.
Seth Rollins should be the face, because Seth Rollins could be Jeff Hardy big.
Right.
Where Seth people
Rollins
love him.
Is 6'1", Roman Reigns is 6'3".
No.
Okay, so.
No.
Yeah.
That's what they
said. You look at him in the ring tomorrow night, and you see, you tell me that there's a 2-inch difference between the two of them.
We'll have to pay attention to that.
Rollins might be wearing lifts, though.
That's true.
In high school, I was listed as 300 pounds, and I only weigh 260.
My driver's license says 260. I weigh 230.
But you would think. But you would think if Rollins wears lifts, then Reigns would wear lifts.
Yeah.
Too.
Is there anything else that we really need to call out for the Rumble? Nash returned.
Rusev.
I don't think it's a full-time return.
No.
Alexander Rusev. Yeah, he had a good showing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rusev.
Oh,
yeah.
The guy I never heard of because I don't watch it next week.
I'm curious to see if, like I said during the pay-per-view to you guys, I'm curious to see if he has a Bo Dallas, though, thing where
they use him for
a month and a half and then he disappears.
Right.
But I still, Bo Dallas, I think it's because the fans never accepted him.
Right. This guy's big. And the fans kind of, you know, he's a big dude, and so we could see.
It'll be easier.
He's a heel.
It'll be easier, yeah, as a heel.
And, they had two good Kofi spots again this year.
Did you list Ambrose at 6'4"?
What?
No,
absolutely not.
Ambrose is, I think, the same size as all of them. Because Ambrose, though, if you notice, he hunches down. There's like,
yeah,
he,
that's
he's
true.
Got like
he's,
a hump in his back.
Yeah.
He doesn't stand up straight.
Okay.
I don't know why, but he doesn't stand up straight.
Yeah. Let's see. Kofi did the two good spots. What else? I mean, did anything really good happen?
Standout.
Punk got
screwed. I just think it was, for the most part, a well-booked match.
Sheamus came back.
Oh, yeah. Sheamus. Yeah.
Yeah, Sheamus came back. I can't say any of us were surprised on that one.
No.
And then Rey Mysterio comes out number 30.
We all forgot he was
there. We all forgot that he was in there.
We remembered that Xavier Woods was in
there. Yeah, we were like, oh, Xavier Woods is going to be in this. We forgot Rey. And we were all, you know, fuck, it's good. It can't be Xavier Woods. They got to put Daniel Bryan. They're not going to put Xavier Woods in at 30. And then out comes Rey Mysterio. And we were thinking the same thing that everyone in that arena was thinking. It's got to be Daniel Bryan. Who comes out? Rey Mysterio. What are we all like? Oh, fuck.
It was a fart in church. It was just.
It was. And here's my impression of the crowd tonight when Rey Mysterio came out. I mean, true or not?
No, they were booing.
For a while, they were all like, it was quiet. They're like,
Sean,
huh?
I'm playing crickets sound effects.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. And I'm like, everyone's like, huh? And then they shit on him. And
cheered whenever he got eliminated.
They cheered when he got eliminated, and then once Sheamus was out, and it was between Batista and Roman Reigns.
The crowd was on Reigns.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone just shit on Batista.
Because they knew he was going to win.
Exactly. It's just like last year when we were all like, oh, well, fuck, Cena's going to win. We might as well change it, you know?
That's why I think they just got to start going crazy with the Royal Rumble.
Oh, you know what? They only have to give us one. If they give us one Rumble where Damian Sandow wins,
someone that we is
take it back,
then anybody can win. But yeah, this is why I think you could have one of those guys win it and go have it the title match. If you're set to the we're going to book Mania around these huge names that we bring in, either they're working all year or most of the year, or someone like a Brock Lesnar who's on and off, the Taker who comes in for his one match. To be fair, he was supposed to work longer last year, but he got hurt. But people like that, then why can't you? If that's what's selling your pay-per-view, then why can't you do something crazy? And why couldn't you have had Roman Reigns win, turn be a face, go against Randy Orton for the title?
Couldn't you just simply just stop with the winner gets the title shot at WrestleMania?
That's the hook of this.
But do it just like Money in the Bank, where they have a chance to cash it in at any time they want to. But
you know, that would actually make sense at this point. It would be because it takes a little bit of the predictability out of it, because the winner of this match isn't for sure fighting at WrestleMania. It's whenever they want.
Right. You have it down to three people that can win a match going into it now.
More or less.
But if you do the one time, that's I'm telling you, all they have to do
just,
is
just, yeah, someone
time.
That they come out, we're like, oh, well, fuck this, he ain't going to win. And then he wins.
Well, you do the one
and
time,
I think
and then
okay. 3 years later, you're back to
that's
predicting
fine.
That it's going to be just the three people.
Well, that's fine.
But no, the believability is still not going to be there that anybody can win it. Whereas if the person can have the title shot anytime during the year, then anybody could really win it.
I still like the prestige of it being the, because I think once you do that, then people stop giving a shit about.
The idea of it, but I don't like what happens with it because of what the outcome is going to be.
And I disagree. If they would have had three people that I believably thought could have won the Royal Rumble, I would have been perfectly fine with that. They had one.
They had two.
They had one.
Sheamus and
I didn't know Sheamus was going to win.
We thought that CM Punk had a shot. CM Punk and Batista were the only two that we thought.
Batista had 90%,
and then Punk had that 10.
Punk had 7,
and then Daniel Bryan
had
2,
and Daniel Bryan had 1 because he wasn't in the match. But I mean, that's like if I had three people I thought could win, I would be happy. I just remember
back to all the best Royal Rumbles I can remember in recent memory. There was at least three or four people in it that you thought could win the match.
Go back to the beginning. I mean, okay, so starting at about 92, in 92, we were talking about earlier, you had Hogan, you had Flair, Sid, you had Taker, Sid, yeah. you had Sid. There's at least four guys right there that you think could win. You still had, wasn't Macho
and
Man?
And Savage,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, Savage was in the 92 as well.
Michael, yeah. Yes, so you had Savage in there too.
But also, it was for the actual title in that case.
Right. Well, right. But even if it was for...
Okay, how about this? Why don't we make it for the title? Oh, no, wait, that would be still making... But no, there'd be more people in it because then everybody would be in it. Mm-hmm. And you're like, Randy Orton, John Cena...
I mean, it, you know...
Crazy thought. And then the chamber...
And then, you know what? How about this? It's for the title, and you don't have to defend it until WrestleMania.
Sure.
You get 3 months off. You can be there, but you don't have to defend the title. And then you make chamber for the number one contender, and that makes chamber more important. Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah?
Or how about this? How about, okay, instead of having Batista win, and you still want to do Batista-Randy Orton at WrestleMania. Why don't you do something crazy? And Randy Orton comes out at number 30, and he wins it, and he goes, I did it because I don't want to wrestle at WrestleMania. Now I don't have to because I'm the champion. I don't have to wrestle at WrestleMania. And then you do something where Batista, you know, Triple H is like, no, can't do that. You got to fight somebody. And then Batista wins a shot at some point. At least then it'd be like, well, didn't see that one coming. Randy Orton to be in it and win it as champion.
See, the problem this year was that they actually booked it to the point where you honestly, if you just go by the booking, you could see a CM Punk winning or you could see a Daniel Bryan winning. But because we are so familiar with WWE, we know what's going on.
We know that creative can't do anything original, and they got to pull someone in.
So that's why I think the best thing they could do is trick us.
I'm just glad. At least it didn't come down to, because if you would have asked me 2 weeks ago before Batista showed up, I would have thought that him and Del Rio, they had booked it where him and Del Rio would be the last two in there.
Mm-hmm.
So at least it wasn't that.
It turned out Del Rio was just the guy that got the Batista bomb on Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then got thrown on the top rope by
And I think there's a good Batista chance he gets to lose to him at Chamber.
Probably.
Because you'd assume Batista has a match at Chamber.
Yeah.
We would hope so.
Because he's not going to be in the chamber. So.
Well, what would be the point of the Elimination Chamber match? Are they still going to do the title?
For the title.
Yeah, it's going to be for the title.
I would assume that, but...
Orton's
going to have to go in and Lesnar. Defend it.
It might just be Lesnar, because Lesnar declared himself number one contender.
And then you do a tag team Elimination Chamber match.
Yes!
I don't know how they're...
Actually, I had the idea. I threw it out there on Shooting from the Hip of doing... a Elimination Chamber match to unify the U.S. and IC titles. And have it be, you get Ambrose, you could throw Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins in there, and then Big E and the Real Americans would be the other ones. Or you could just do Dalton and Kofi.
Real Americans!
You could actually, I think it would even it would make more sense
for me. Real American!
What?
Why would Real Americans be in for
that? No, because you said Dalton and Kofi because they were the...
Why not the
most significant IC people?
Cody Rhodes.
Well, I said either because I said I could also see them using it to start the build for the Real Americans breaking up.
Mm-hmm. Why not Cody Rhodes and Goldust then?
Because I don't know. Whatever.
Because they're pretty.
Yeah, I was just saying Cesaro, because Cesaro did have one of the better runs recently.
Well, just, you know, basically.
But I mean, if you do the Real Americans and the Shield all in there, you have five heels and one face.
No, because I think. At that point, I don't know if the Shield will be together.
I don't think they will.
And I think Cesaro is leaning towards
Baker. And I think that would be fine because more than likely you'd have Big E win it anyways. Or
Reigns.
Or
Reigns, yeah.
Reigns, or maybe you have Ambrose win it and then have Reigns or Big E beat him at WrestleMania for it. The unified whatever title it would be called. But
Sean's about to fall.
Yeah.
No.
We're going to run.
Can we actually just, let's make this, we can make one universal Batista winning the Royal Rumble stinks and just move on.
Well, actually I had just another little thing that got on my nerves.
Okay, what's that?
Well, my what stinks was the fucking Tostino's pizza commercials.
During the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, during the actual Royal Rumble itself. I understand that's what we have to look forward to for the network now, but...
And like I said...
Now I want a pizza roll.
He sold what stinks the same way that he sold Roddy's and Buckets on Wrestling Reddit.
No, because I never listened to that show to begin with.
I don't know who that is.
I understand the Packard Hewitt commercial or whatever it was, right?
Jackson Hewitt.
They were a sponsor.
Because they were the sponsor for Royal Rumble.
Right.
But two Tostitos, whatever, pizza rolls.
I mean, I do love their pizza rolls, but I don't need to be reminded, hey... You're a fat guy and you're supposed to like pizza rolls.
I'm curious how many commercials will be on
Elimination Chamber?
No, the network.
Oh.
The Chamber's not...
No, WrestleMania is the first one, and that
right.
They always have filler shit anyway.
Yeah. Well, no, maybe not...
Chamber's not the first one.
No.
WrestleMania. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know where he was going with that.
Maybe not WrestleMania, because it's WrestleMania, but... Extreme Rules afterwards, that would definitely be interesting to see how many commercials.
I guess my question would be, what's wrong with them having two commercials during 3 hours?
Because it's Tostino's Pizza?
They've never had commercials.
They've never really done
this.
They have. They've had Skittles.
Not like when they were like the main sponsor, I get it. But it wasn't Jackson Hoot and Tostino's Pizza Rolls present Royal Rumble.
But okay, it's 30 seconds.
I don't care.
3 hours. Instead of getting a backstage segment for 30 minutes,
I'd rather have the backstage segment.
it seems kind of...
It's just the principle of the night that you're paying to watch commercials.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the principle.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's what I was going with, principle.
Yeah.
Once it's on the network, I won't care. That's fine then. Because I'm paying $9.
Yeah, I'm paying $9 instead of we paid $60 or something tonight.
That's fine, but... When you're paying $60-something for it.
I shouldn't have to sit through a fucking commercial.
By the same principle, I pay for cable, and I have to watch commercials.
Yeah, but you're not... Never mind. I'm not going to win this.
Sean, you win. Sean, you're right.
Sean will get... I will... This is why we make fun of Sean. This will go on all night if I let
him. Let's all agree with Sean. There should be more commercials on pay-per-view.
Yes. I never said that. All I said was I don't get...
What two commercials?
Dinks.
No.
WWE not putting Daniel Bryan in there.
Well, we've moved on.
We didn't ask us.
I thought we were all in a Universal, but
you
he's
said
still
different.
It.
You said something.
I said
different.
I just had. Okay,
so
fine.
How can it be Universal?
Okay, fine. Here you go. Go ahead, Dan. Why not? What was your what stinks?
Daniel Bryan not being in the Rumble.
Okay.
What was yours?
Jason winning personality.
You know what? I'm changing mine to that too.
I'm with him. I'm with him. I think it's Universal, right? We can move on.
Yeah,
yes.
All right.
Yes. We don't need to hear from Jason. Move on. That's what he needs to be, right? That's what he's doing.
Anyway,
before we get to plugs, which I assume is
no, that? Not we're can you dig it?
Okay,
no,
you dig it.
Can you dig it, sucker?
Shut up.
Did you come up with the idea after you were a hot wrestling?
No, this was he pushed this to me before.
Before the only show I listened to before we came on the actually. Even after we came on the network, it was still your show. I only listened to like two episodes of randomness, and that
and
was...
Why would you agree to be on the show?
I don't know. More listeners?
Okay.
Why not?
Okay.
And
I get you.
The only two episodes I listened to is the one we were on and the drunk show.
Okay, now we're doing bookets.
Adrian, go. You ever listen to ESPN Radio?
What? Yeah. I'm so disappointed in everything tonight. I don't fucking.
You ever listen to the ESPN Radio? Okay, you know they're.
What the hell is that?
Anyway. You ever listen to They're Take It or Leave It?
Yes.
That's what this is.
Okay.
T.O.E.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Take It or Leave It.
Yes.
Okay.
So. Right.
So, I guess I'll. Can you dig it? Roman Reigns is turning face after tonight.
I can dig it.
Do we have a time frame?
We'll say before Elimination Chamber.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think that's what they can do.
I don't think it's going to be tomorrow, but I think it'll be within the next 4 weeks.
I could see tomorrow Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose going after him because they were supposed to be to the end together.
Well, yeah. Dean tried to screw him first.
I could see it be a three-way thing where, you know...
I can see where Ambrose is going to be like... Ambrose and him are going to get into it, and Rollins is going to try to be the peacemaker at first. That's how I kind of see that going.
To me, if they're going to split up, I want them to go three different directions. I don't want it to be where, like, Dean and Seth are together and Roman Reigns goes on his own. Just have them all split up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to see, what's-his-face as the new member of the Shield. Batista Jr.
Oh, Mason Ryan?
Yeah, no. You guys got anything you want to throw out?
Are you asking me if I have one?
Yeah.
Can you dig it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you dig it? Okay, cool.
Shooting from the Hip will never be invited back on.
I can dig that, yes.
You know what? I cannot dig that.
Thank you, Adrian.
I cannot dig it.
Thank you, Jason Heath.
I cannot dig it either.
You know why Adrian and Jason Heath are so happy about this? Here's why. Because they're used to being persecuted against. They're used to being rallied against. They're used to being insulted by Jason Halbert. And now they have other people here.
For the record, I very rarely do I insult Adrian.
Yeah, but he's made to feel less than.
No, he's not.
Yeah, because of your...
You sit on your throne.
You're like an equal.
I saw it during the pre-show whenever you're setting up.
Yeah.
You were way up here. And
your chair is also 6 feet higher than
no,
us.
No, no joke. It's like a stool.
You know, Triple H throne. Yeah. You sit on, and then we're like in folding chairs.
No, I may make jokes about you on the show and whatnot, but how do I treat you?
Like you can't. You treat me very nice.
If you want to get technical, Sean is higher up than the rest of us because my basement slopes this way.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I told Sean a couple days ago that he's one of my favorite people.
Yeah.
He inspired me as a father.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hold Sean in very high regard. And now, you know what? I hold Adrian in very high regard as well.
Thank you.
I believe his views on wrestling are smart. I think he's an intelligent man.
I came here as a guest, and it was nothing but insulted.
And if you ever need
nothing
me
but insulted.
You know what? His wife was very welcoming.
Yes.
And if you ever need me to be a special guest on your show, Dan, please, I'll be more than willing to come on.
We'll work on that. Except you look down doing it on Skype, so we can absolutely have you on. Maybe one week if Michael's working.
Figure
it out.
We can try something out.
Yeah.
I got kid stuff. I have to get off every once in a while.
Right prize.
That's really gross.
June 4th,
we need a replacement for Sean, right?
June 4th. I have to be off of the show.
Adrian, June 4th, we need a replacement for Sean. Exactly.
Check your calendar, get back to us.
Yes, Zeus, we are all in the same room.
Yes, all six of us are in the same room right now.
I'm just saying this right now. I'd be more than happy to come back on the show sometime. And if you guys want to come out to Pittsburgh, Missouri, we can do a live show out there.
I got a Can You Dig It?
Yes.
You dig it? Best hour bomb ever.
Yeah,
I gotta agree.
So okay. In all seriousness, guys, I did have a lot of fun tonight. Yeah. I had a really good time. Yeah. I felt very welcome, and I think you guys are a talented bunch of folks.
Well, thank you.
And in all seriousness, Jason, if this is legit, congratulations on your winning the Best Personality of the Year award.
Should be Paul Jordan.
I think we need a recount, but hey, you know, whatever. I'm just kidding. Congratulations, sir.
Whatever.
I do want to read. Can I read something?
You can ask anything I've said tonight hasn't stopped you, so what the hell's the
point?
It's
from Mick Foley. This is really
is this the same thing that his son wrote?
No. This is Mick Foley.
Okay.
Hey, WWE, what the F?
Yes, God damn it, Michael Klein.
I'm going to put a brick through my TV. It's just going to have to wait until tomorrow. I had every intention of putting a brick through my TV tonight after seeing that Daniel Bryan was not even entered in the Royal Rumble match, let alone going to win the thing. But upon seeing their dad with a brick in his hand, my younger children got a bit scared, thinking their dad had just lost his mind. A rather spirited debate about the wisdom of following through on the promise to put a brick through my TV ensued with my wife. And, as is usual the case in marital debates, I, being the husband, did not emerge victorious. Honestly, the points she made about mercury and glass fragments everywhere were pretty good ones. But I'm still going to put a brick through my TV. It's just going to have to wait until tomorrow, when the kids are in school, and I can take the TV outside the house for the actual throwing of the brick. Granted, it's not nearly as dramatic as doing it live right after the Rumble, but at least I will be keeping my word. As I mentioned on Twitter, I have never felt so disgusted at the conclusion of a WWE or any pay-per-view. Like many of you out there, I just don't get it. The Daniel Bryan thing is a phenomenon. You get it. I get it. The fans in Pittsburgh, yes, I was thinking of writing right the, but, right the, he said the, I'm not saying the word the, I'm saying the. But I'm just not in a cheap pop mood. Got it. But tonight, for the first time, I had to admit to myself that the powers that be are just not going to get it. And that makes me sad. I'm just honestly sad. Just flat out fucking sad. Yes, I dropped the F-bomb here to emphasize how effing sad I am for the guys who bust their butts night in and night out. Ziggler, Punk, Bryan, etc., with no hope of getting their shot at this year's Mania. You know who else I'm sad for? Me. In my 2 years as an official WWE ambassador, I never once had to lie about my enthusiasm for the company or the product. Now, although I'm no longer an ambassador for WWE, believe it or not, my only official role in WWE is as GM for Saturday Morning Slam, a contract that ends in 1 month. I was still looking forward to being part of the biggest event of the year. I'll probably end up going anyway, but I'm going about 1/6 as excited as I was just a few hours ago. I wanted so badly to hear 75,000 WWE fans chanting yes and seeing fans walk away absolutely ecstatic about the outcome of pay-per-view for the first time in a while. A long while. But when given the chance to make it happen, unless you've got something major up their sleeve, WWE's answer tonight was a resounding no, no, no.
Very well read.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of wordy with the TV thing.
I knew Sean was going to be the buzzkill. So there you go, Jason.
All right.
I just thought that deserved to be read.
It did. It did. Does anyone else have any?
There should be like a mic dropped at the end of that or something. Like just be.
I can drop this mic.
I'd rather not. I use that when I do DJ gigs. So I'd really rather not drop that.
Throw it.
No.
What's your DJ name?
I don't have not that kind of DJ gig.
Like DJ No Pants.
DJ Jason J.
DJ White Spin. Get it right. No, I do like weddings and you know. Parties and that kind of stuff.
You can't have DJ name?
No, I don't have a
weddings
DJ
and funerals?
No.
Why? What, funerals? Who gets a DJ?
If they're going to pay me to play music at a funeral, I'll do it.
Oh, okay. Like cool stuff? Like, what? Like,
YMCA. Yeah. It's fun to chicken dance? Why?
Yeah. Enter Sandman?
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely. You know?
DJ Adrian Jr., I like that. It's
1999?
Huh? Oh.
You play 1999.
If that's what they want. Anyone else have a Can You Dig It? No.
Can you dig it? You bought. You get a DJ for a funeral. I can dig it.
I can't. I want a DJ at my funeral. Mark it down, Michael. Wait, that assumes I'll die first. Let's go.
We already talked about this.
All right, I'm putting the nail in this coffin.
We didn't plug anything.
Well, we finished it.
That's the show, basically, and then we plug things after the show.
I'll plug.
No. Whoa, who's taking your job, Adrian?
All right, hang on.
Hold on.
Is it you saved the wrestling niche for me, because I heard their plug for our show, and I was not happy.
Hold on. First off, the normal thing. Adrian, if someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what can they do?
They can go fuck themselves.
Okay. Or they can send us an email. Where?
TheHourBomb@gmail.com.
There you go. Classic. What do we got coming up on the network?
Yeah, well, let me tell you a little something before I get to what's on. Look, I'll go with what's on the actual network. We're going to be here live.
Okay.
Every Sunday.
Right.
Around 11:15?
Yeah, something like
10:15?
Yeah.
11:15 Eastern, 10:15 Central. You can hear brand new episode of The Hour Bomb. Except next week because they don't work Super Bowls.
No, we're taking next Sunday off.
So, not every
week.
As
long as they follow the proper forms.
You gotta wanna check these guys out. The good guys. Now I met all of them in person. They're wonderful people. Maybe some are a little, misguided by thinking Tamina's a good wrestler. But besides that.
Did you hear that, Jason Eve?
Besides that, it's okay.
I mean, she's better than Gil Kim.
Ridiculous. That's just
wow.
For a Canadian Korean. You just don't like Canadians or Koreans.
Or Australians.
Oh.
Well, hey.
No one likes Australians.
It depends.
Well, Duque we like. But we don't like Jake.
It depends.
I don't like Aborigines.
Well, that goes more back to the hate. But, anyways, you're going to want to check them out every Sunday. Wonderful show. Have a good time. Totally different than shooting from the head.
Sometimes we get
a blatant ripoff.
No, I take it. I give you shit for that, but I take it as more of you do some certain things that we do, but it's because out of respect. Because you know that we're great, and you're like, I want to be like them.
Wow.
It's like watching the Nike commercial or the whatever for Mike. Wanna be.
You know, I'm still.
You wanna be like shooting from the hip.
Absolutely.
Man, but there's nothing wrong to be.
Speaking of shooting from the hip, what is that on, Michael? Now.
That's on Wednesdays. New time starting this Wednesday.
That is correct.
8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Sean, did you get the memo or did they forget to tell you about it?
They told me, but they didn't wait for me to confirm with my wife.
Oh, okay.
Well.
They can do the first hour without you.
Said, okay.
If you can't.
I said, I see no reason why.
Well, no reason why. If your wife gives you a reason, say that's no reason. I'm doing it anyways. I'm a man.
I believe the words you need to say are, well, you're a woman.
I like it. Okay. Now I'm live podcast that you can check out. Well, you technically live podcast. It doesn't play on the network feed, but if you go to FTW Live every Tuesday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, you can check out FTW Podcast.
Better than us.
Better than us.
Better than our bomb. Sorry, guys.
they are. I'm not gonna.
They have their shit together a little bit.
They're a little less childish.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're a little sophomore. Well, I mean, they're a little sophomore.
They would have been able to have a Royal Rumble post-game show and finish it in an hour and talk more about the Rumble than we did.
Probably.
Yeah.
So
probably. And they've got, what, 5-6 guys on there every week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then, you also going to want to check out the newest show to the network, TNA Talk?
Yeah. No? Second newest show to the network.
I thought they were the newest.
It's tied.
Yeah, they both came in about the same time.
Yeah, whatever.
We like them better.
It's a TNA show.
Talk TNA.
I know it's Talk TNA. Yes. I said TNA Talk, though. I was pointing for their names.
David
Gilbert and Claudia Gilbert.
Yeah.
The Gilberts.
Yes.
They
live in England, I think.
They do the show live sometimes?
Oh, yeah, they were on last Monday, I believe.
Yeah, I mean,
when they go live, it's like
right around 4 p.m. our time.
Yeah, because they're like 6 hours ahead of us.
So they're across the pond.
Yeah, they are across the pond.
It's Team Crumpet time or something.
Okay, yeah. And now for
Adrian.
The other newest show on the network, Adrian would like to
know. I'm still not entirely convinced that Jakey didn't murder Omar.
I'm not either.
Because he was doing better on the show than him. But, anyway, you can listen to Kyle K-Train Robinson.
I thought it was Kyle Kool-Aid.
Is it Kool-Aid or
Ku Klux Kyle.
Oh, Ku Klux Kyle. That's right. Ku Klux Kyle and his Aborigines friend as they do the Wrestling Niche, which is, I'm not really sure. They cover old pay-per-view sometimes. Sometimes they talk about current events. It's kind of a hodgepodge, if you will, of different things. It's eclectic, and you should listen to it for Ku Klux Kyle, because he'll give you that southern wisdom that only a Klan member can.
Yeah, southern wisdom. You know, he lives about 20 minutes away from here.
Yeah. A little bit farther than that, I think, but.
He was like in Eureka.
I thought it was farther out than that. Why don't we get Kyle to come on the show instead of these three assholes?
We should get him, too.
You're more than welcome to.
See, again, nothing but an insult.
By the way, when we say Omar, we mean Omar Gooding from Wild and Crazy Kids.
Yes.
Omar Gooding Jr.?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
What about
Epps?
What?
What about Omar Epps?
It could be Omar Epps.
It could be also Omar Epps.
The Wild and Crazy Kids.
These are all head coach for Pittsburgh Steelers.
And you know, I wouldn't have a problem with Jakey, but he hates Captain America.
You know who I love? Jake Mullins.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like Jake Mullins.
Hold on. How do you hate Captain America?
This is our first
disagreement.
That's
I don't care if you're foreign. How do you hate Captain America?
Well, you should ask him, Michael Klassen.
You stand up for truth, justice, and the American way.
Did you know the song USA by Hacksaw Jim Duggan from WrestleMania, the album, reached number 73 on the European pop charts?
I did not know that.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Just thought
you'd
like to know that. He says he doesn't hate Captain America. He just hates America. Oh, he hated the movie Captain America.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
The original one, like in the 80s?
Yeah, the one with I don't even know the guy's name that was in that movie.
If you say that, I'm fine with it.
So we covered Wrestling Niche. We covered all the shows. You got Paul Jordan.
Paul Jordan writes all kinds of greatness. Especially our reviews for our show.
Yeah, he does all the show reviews. He can type them better than the rest of us.
And he does the news. So if you're ever looking for wrestling news, just come over to TWINetwork.com, hit the news button, or check out the front page, and it's there.
Don't go to other websites.
No. Also, I don't know if he's really right. We got Classics Angels.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. I had a special Rumble one.
The Bird Dog, he has an article every now and then.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, he says he's going to have one out this week.
Awesome.
Yeah, he said that last week, too.
He did.
Did he have one?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
know. Like us on Facebook.
Yes, all of us. Our Bomb, Shooting from the Hip.
Don't like Shooting from the Hip. Don't go to that page.
No?
That page has not been tended in about 3 years.
Okay, never mind. Don't go to Shooting from the Hip.
Our pages have been tended in like 6 months.
Yeah. No one goes to it, so there's no point.
Just like the TWR Network.
Yes, like
page.
TWR Network on Facebook. And,
like the fan page and the group page.
You can go, if you have questions and want to talk to us, you can go to the forum. Oh, no, wait, we can't go to the forums anymore.
You can go to the group page.
The group page, yes. Or send us messages on Facebook.
Again.
On the Facebook.
You can email us, mnrshootingfromthehip@gmail.com.
You can't plug your shit on my show.
Actually, they can. I don't know.
All right.
We might actually get an email if we do that.
You might.
Yeah,
I could email.
Listen to your show. We're the cool show that is so good.
I got to say, we have you guys always have more people we've ever had in the chat room.
That's
ever
the Rumble.
That's the Rumble. The last pay-per-view we did this, we had a bunch of people on, too. So, I think that's going to do it. You guys got anything else you want to talk about?
I'd like to have a 3-hour discussion about Santino Marella.
All right, well, that being
said, I'm ready for bed.
So. Yeah. All right. With that being said, I think we're going to go ahead and close this one out. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, saying adios, motherfuckers. I guess I'll go that way.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big A, Adrian Masters, quits this bitch.
The Jules Rapper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
Sean.
Sean Big Day around.
Classic.
My Classic. Peace!
And I guess I'll go Dan. The one time I wanted him to talk and he's not talking.
The original Dan Phelps. Boom. I don't know.
Oh, boom drop.
We will try to do this again next week with the normal crew. Just the
no,
four
not
of us.
Next week.
Yeah, you said we weren't doing.
Oh, that's right.
Are we or aren't we?
No, we're not. We're not. So
we should do a show next week. Fuck it. I want to do a show next week.
Depends on where we go to the Super Bowl at.
All right, fine.
All right, we'll let you know.
It's in New Jersey. So
yeah, that's a long way.
No,
Mark Jones got us tickets.
I don't know if we're having a party here or if we're having a party at a friend's house. I don't know what we're doing. So once we get those plans figured out, we will tell you what we're doing.
Super Bowl is in New York this year.
You guys have other friends?
Mark Jones hooked us up some tickets.
Gotcha. Yeah, because you have three more right here.
Anyway, we will.
Group hug.
After the show.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, so
group shower first.
I'll let you guys do your normal shtick.
Circle jerk.
No, we ain't doing that. But do your normal end of the show shtick before we do ours.
And that was a shoot.
Deuces.
And on the cool side of the table here, we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bomb.
Toodles.
Deuces.
Toodles.
Deuces.
Toodles.
Deuces.
That was a shoot.
You know what? Doodles?
Shows end with deuces.
You know what? Dan, you
doodles.
I let you pick the song this week, and all it is is a promo.
Doodles?
Doodles! I don't have the Humpty Dance on this computer. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play your Royal Rumble promo from 1992, where Vince McMahon gets sexually aroused. And then I'm going to play, since we're at WrestleMania season now, from the WrestleMania the album, the song WrestleMania.
Okay.
So, like we said, until then, you've been our bombed. Doodles.
Cut you off.
I said doodles. 30 WWF superstars compete in the Royal Rumble for the undisputed WWF Championship, including Jake the Snake Roberts, the Barbarian, the Model Rick Martel, the Berserker, Rowdy Roddy Piper, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Nasty Boy Sags, Repo Man, Sergeant Slaughter, alleged real world champion Ric Flair, Hercules, Colonel Mustafa, the Macho Man Randy Savage, Skinner, the British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith, the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase, Haku, Shawn Michaels, the Warlord, El Matador, Sid Justice, IRS, Nikolai Volkov, the Texas Tornado, Virgil, the Undertaker, the Big Boss Man, Greg the Hammer Valentine, Superfly Snuka, and the immortal Hulk Hogan. It's time to rumble! It's time for the Royal Rumble!
I said, are you ready for the Survivor Series?
Who will survive?
Officer. Treat other people like you'd want to be treated. Try to walk a straight and narrow, because that's the only way.
execution is on top. There's a new gun in town.
I made a vow to become a law enforcement officer. See these handcuffs right here? They're an instrument of justice. The big boss man is law, order, and justice of the World Wrestling Federation.
Who will survive?
Tip for the top, we won't be stopped. We're new and improved and got the grand groove. Pump it up, pump it.